always put babies to sleep on their backs. There's less chance of crib death. They call it SIDS, or sudden infant death syndrome. The crib also has a firm mattress, and there's no loose bedding or soft toys in there. We want to do everything we can to keep her safe.
I guess you do know a thing or two about being a mother. How about that?
Babies sleep safest on their backs, both at nap time and nighttime. Always put your baby on his or her back to sleep to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. For more information, call 1-800-505-CRIB. That's 1-800-505-CRIB. This message is from the Department of Health and Human Services and the women in the NAACP.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that the low base.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
freedom. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is, you know who this is, Liz Brown. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of every kind of all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. I have to cuss, so pray for me. I have to cuss. because I don't know if you had a chance to see it. I don't know if you had a chance to feel it. I don't know if you had a chance to experience it. But I have to, you know, I have to cuss. Because this is, getting on my nerves. Just getting on my nerves. Huh. I was watching the, Meet the Press. I don't watch it when it comes on. I TiVo it. That way I can fast forward through the things that just really irritate me. Or it's just frivolous. Talk about your frivolousness. Well, I was watching it. And they had James Carville and his snarly wife on. And what's his name? Mary Madeline. That's the snarly wife of James Carville. And then a guy by the name of Beglia, you know, and they were all the vaudeville team that's brought in to the Russert show. And prior to Snarly Mary and what's the word I'm looking for? Prostitutish James Carville. How were you a wimp and a prostitute? I don't know. But he manages somehow to pull that off. So Snarly Mary, prostitutish James, and I'm just the straight man, Begla. Prior to those folks appearing on the Tim Russert show, they had, what's the man's name? Senator from Illinois. Oh, yeah, that's right. Barack Obama. And Tim Russert asked Barack Obama something. And I just like, you know what? It's just despicable. Because we have so few black people on Meet the Press, we got to find out what they think about other black people. Why did Tim Russert ask Barack Obama what he thought of what Harry Belafonte said? Because he sure didn't ask Mary Madeline about what Pat Robertson said. He sure didn't ask James Carville. Why are you asking him? Why are you asking him about what an American citizen says? Oh, that's right. It's a black guy. You need to talk about. We need all black people to make certain that the test for black people is their ability. And according from the standard set by the white on white and white Meet the Press, is how quickly you'll distance yourself from other black people. What are you asking Barack Obama about Harry Belafonte? Harry Belafonte is not a Democrat. He doesn't profess to be part of the Democratic Party. He's not out there pushing the Democrats. At least with Pat Robertson, we know that he's meeting with George W. Bush. And then I just want you to feel the prostitution and incest that goes on this show, Meet the Press. Every foul act that you can think of took place Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. Tim Russert had this mystifying conversation with James Carville. Right before he goes off. James Carville, before you go, I understand that politics may be part of your past, that you're going to go on XM satellite radio and do sports. Okay, this is Meet the Press. Why are you talking to him about his new gig, giving him some shout-outs for his new gig on XM radio?
Well, Mr. Russert, wink, wink, nod, nod, prostitute to prostitute, you know, we know what's going down here. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Mr. Russert, I can't talk about that too much, but there's going to be a story in tomorrow's paper. Tomorrow night, I'll be on the Jay Leno show. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Let me, you know, do what my PR person can't do. And we'll be talking about some exciting new developments and maybe a new twist on an old career. Russert says, with anybody I know? Well, maybe you might be familiar with someone I'm teaming up with this. So who do you think he's teaming up with? Prostitute to prostitute. Who do you think he's teaming up with? A guy by the name of Luke Russert. Let me see. Tim Russert. Luke Russert. Who's Luke Russert that James Carvel is? Is it a coinkydink or are we? They think we stupid. James Carvel is teaming up with Luke Russert. Who's Luke Russert? And what are his qualifications to join Tim Russert on? I mean, to join James Carvel on his new XM Sports Radio thing? Let me see. Well, he's a sophomore at Boston College. And he's an avid sports fan. By the time he was 16, he had attended 2 Super Bowl games, a World Series, and 5 Major League Baseball All-Star games, an NBA Final, and the NBA and a U.S. Open, and 2 and the Preakness Stakes. He's a recent graduate of high school. Let me break this down for you. James Carvel and Tim Russert. Or Tim Russert's son, who was a sophomore in college, is teaming up with James Carvel. For one, you know, how much butt did you have to kiss to get this gig? You're teaming up with a kid that's 3 years out of high school, whose claim to fame is, I've been to a Super Bowl game. You think this kid got his gig because it's Tim Russert? You think that James Carville got to go on XM Radio because he agreed to go on with a teenager? How old are you when you're a sophomore? You're not even 20 years old when you're a sophomore. You're teaming up with a teenager? How low can you go? How pathetic are you? And so, let me just throw this out there to you, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Russert asked the pressing, hard question to Barack Obama. So when you think about this, what this black guy said about this white man, that was the question. You're a black man. What do you think about what this other black man said about this white man? You're not with him, are you? And then he goes on to push the show with his son and James Carville. Do you think that Tim Russert is going to ask James Carville do you think Tim Russert is going to ask Mary Matlin any tough questions that's going to tick her off? In a word, no. In a word, no. You think he's going to ask James Carville any tough questions about white folks and make him look bad or make him look dumb or make him look not like he's some political guru? In a word, no. This is incest NBC style. And it's despicable. And it's why you don't get any news. Everybody's out there hustling and prostituting. It's not even a game anymore, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. It's a gig. How do I get to my next gig? And James Carvel, congratulations. You're doing radio with an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old. Huh. Huh. Who? They think we stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. Let me show you. If you want, let's talk about stupid. I want you to be clear. We ain't stupid. Let me show you what stupid is. Let me show you what stupid is. Yesterday, Bush was telling us, I'm supposed to spy on you. You hired me to spy on you. We got to spy on you. Stupid. George W. Bush out there saying, we're supposed to spy on you. We're supposed to spy on you. So I want you to listen to this exchange because I want you to feel this. Again, you want to hear stupid. You got to hear this gig because when you listen to this and you listen to this exchange from the lecture that George W. Bush gave us that was broadcast straight into his ear from off stage. Listen to what, if you don't believe that George W. Bush is not being fed the questions, fed the answers, fed the responses, let me let you listen to something, a question that's asked him that took him all the way off course and how he responded to it. Check this out.
You're a rancher. A lot of us here in Kansas are ranchers. I was just wanting to get your opinion on Brokeback Mountain, if you'd seen it yet. You would love it. You should check it out.
I hadn't seen it. I'd be glad to talk about ranching, but I haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it. I hope you go, I hope you go back to the ranch and the farm, is what I was about to say. I hadn't seen it.
This man has his finger on the nuclear button. This man has his finger on the nuclear button.
Yeah, well, glad you brought up ranching.
No, he didn't bring up ranching. For real, he asked you if you saw Brokeback Mountain. And his handlers, they were caught off guard, too, because they didn't know what to whisper in his ear. Don't say something stupid. No, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. Where does that leave him? Where does that leave him? They didn't know what to say. I've heard about it. Just go back to your ranches and ranch. Because I like ranch dressing. Ranch. Yeah, used to ranch. Because you know when he gets on one of them words, he stays on the word. Did you hear that? How many times did he say ranch in that exchange? Let's do it again. Do it again, Howard. Do it again. Let's count the number of times he says ranch.
You're a rancher. A lot of us here in Kansas are ranchers. I was just wanting to get your opinion on Brokeback Mountain, if you'd seen it yet. You would love it. You should check it out.
I hadn't seen it. I'd be glad to talk about ranching.
One
I
time.
Haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it. I hope you go, I hope you go back to the ranch.
Two
times.
That's
what I was about to say. I hadn't seen it.
He finds a word and he holds on to it. Because that's all his hand. That's what they whispered in his ear. Stick with ranching. Stick with ranching. The operative word is ranching. Work ranching in. Work ranching in. I hope you go back to the ranch and ranch. Because ranching, I like ranching. And that ranch dressing's good too. Ooh, I drove on a ranch. 454-0400 is my phone number. Are you clear on what stupid is? Are you clear on what stupid is? And are you clear on how... We're in such deep stuff. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
They probably told him, now, don't compare this with your Skull and Bones initiation. You know anything about that?
I know what you're trying to say.
It includes things like what they might do up on Brokeback Mountain.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
All right, George.
Anyway, concerning those Sunday morning shows, you know, I used to watch those a lot. And then when I realized that their biggest job on Sunday morning is to not to measure public opinion, but to shape it.
Mm.
That's what the whole thing's about, is shaping public opinion. And then look at the sponsors, like for Tim Rester, GE.
ADM.
Archer Daniel Midland.
ADM.
And all these, you know, these old line, you know, companies that like to control everything.
Well, I just got to say, George, I understand that, and I've been watching them with that. That's why I TiVo it, so I can fast forward through all of the stuff. But I was taken back when I realized that Tim Russett was pushing a gig for his own 19-year-old son. That's despicable.
Uh-huh. You know, that's just like the Tonight Show, Letterman. Half of that is getting somebody on so they can talk about their latest movie.
But at least Letterman took, what's his name on? Letterman kicked, what's his name behind?
Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And nobody else has. So I'm not mad at Letterman. He will take those guys on. And he says more he says more provocative things than any of the other ones do. He took him on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. And I got it wrong.
I think it was a little low with the 60%, though, don't you?
Thanks for your call.
Okay, Liz, bye-bye.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Toyota Parts and Service, your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Southbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. All lanes are now open north of there at Arsenal. There are no delays. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 at Chesterfield Airport all the way into Mason looks good. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to 270. No problems to report there. Northbound 270 at 44. That traffic is slow. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSV. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing looks good. Marshall Road at Big Bend. Look for an overturned vehicle. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, winterize your car at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer. Radiator drain and fill, visual inspection, and battery check, all for just $39.95. That's Toyota Value. See dealer for details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, windy, not quite as cool. Mostly sunny with a high around 50 this evening. Blustery, mostly clear with a low around 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 40s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. And on Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees under mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 37. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 27, so bundle up if you're going to the bus stop or heading to work. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's the biggest change at WGNU in 30 years, and it's coming Monday, January 30th.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Last year I started working downtown. And I got a pain reliever for all those headaches. Then I did some do-it-yourself work on the apartment. And I got something else for my back. With every new pain, I got a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Headaches, backaches, muscle aches, you name it. Wherever I'm hurting, Advil works. So no matter what happens, I'm ready. For anything, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed. This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Sports fans, NFL Hall of Famer Lynn Swann wants to be the next governor of Pennsylvania. A black man running as a Republican. Maybe he wants to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. He says he's the only candidate that cares about the needs of the people. If his best qualification is he can get more money than his challenger, then he might very well make it. We'll take a look at this peculiar turn of events with hard-hitting reporter Dave Zirin from edgeofsports.com. Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Here's another Walmart thing that you may not know about. But it's also a story of the power of Walmart, the authority of Walmart, why we need to, or what comes as a result of the buyout, the overtaking, the merging of radio. Didn't think I was going to go there, did you? Walmart. There were some signs, some billboards that folks that are opposed to Walmart wanted to put up. Walmart, killing local businesses one main street at a time. I love it. I love it. It has the little, you know, their little evil Walmart Matt face that, or smiley face that came from the movie. Killing local businesses one main street at a time. And they wanted to run or place those billboards a mile from Walmart's Bentonville, Arkansas world headquarters. They selected there was a contest, actually. There was a contest for the best Walmart, anti-Walmart slogan, and that was the one, Walmart killing local businesses one main street at a time. So who owns the, they go to, place the billboard at Fort Smith, Arkansas. Who makes the decision? Who owns the billboards placements now in a lot of communities? Dare I say it? Clear Channel. Clear Channel said, oh, no, we're not going to let you put that. Clear Channel won't publish the billboard. 12,000 Americans emailed Bob Sadler to demand that he not censor the truth about Walmart and publish the billboard. Now, he's the one. This is the same folks that put up a billboard, George W. Bush, our leader. So I just want you to understand the impact of the reach of all of these media mergers. Clear Channel not only is able to control billboards, but they're also able to control venues for artists. They decide what kind of music that you're going to hear. If they don't like you as an artist, they won't let you perform. So feel that. But you know what they did? You know what they did? The people that couldn't get their billboards up, they turned the billboard into bumper stickers and distributed 10,000 of them in Benton, Arkansas, where people are carrying them on their car. But understand the reach of this. We live in a it's far reaching. It's far reaching. It's almost, I would say that the impact of this merger is, there's only one thing that is as close to the far-reachingness of these media mergers, and that would be the far-reachingness of Jack Abramoff. That would be the only thing that's close to that. You know they have pictures of George Bush and Abramoff. And this is after Scott McClellan said that there is no connection between the two of them. Time magazine said that, well, yeah, we've seen them. We've seen the pictures. The people that have them are scared to give them to us, but they showed them to us, and we have seen the pictures of Jack Abramoff after Scott McClellan said, no, there is no connection, and we're not going to tell you about any meetings because there are no meetings to tell you about. If you have six pictures with George W. Bush, you've had a meeting with him. You sat down in a room and talked to him. Now, if there's just one picture of you and George W. Bush, shame on you, but I doubt that a meeting took place. That you could make the argument, but six pictures of you and Bush? Oh, you've had a meeting with him. So how does George Bush's office respond to this? Bush's photographs in the company of criminal lobbyist Jack Abramoff amount to a coincidence and shouldn't be interpreted any more than that. He doesn't have a personal relationship with that. What does that mean? When lawyers say that, what does that mean? You know, we acknowledge that Abramoff attended some Hanukkah celebrations. Any suggestions by critics or anyone else to suggest the president is doing something nefarious with Abramoff is absurd. Why are they using words like nefarious and personal relationship as opposed to words like meeting and discussions? I'm not asking what if you are having an adult, broke back mountain relationship with Abramoff. That's not the question. The question is, are you having a business meeting? I'm not trying to get into your personal business. That would be a wrong place to go. I, unlike others that had their face stuck in the zipper of Bill Clinton, I'm not trying to go there. The issue is far more personal for me. I need to know if the guy that's sitting in the White House that holds the title of President of the United States has a business relationship with a crooked thief like Jack Abramoff. We need to know that. Because if you have a business relationship, a working relationship with a convicted thief, a convicted liar, a convicted lawbreaker, then we have to have that information in order to assess what kind of person and what kind of leader, what kind of life person are you. Six pictures of you and George W. Bush. You've been to a meeting or two with George W. Bush. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. ¶¶
is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill on that ladder of success.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Quito. The rainforests of Ecuador are on top of over 4 billion barrels of oil reserves, making it the 26th largest known reserve in the world. Exploration has been ongoing since the 1960s, and unfortunately, the environment has been decimated along the way. The government of Ecuador has made about 80% of the land in its eastern province available for exploitation by oil companies because the nation is poor. About 70% of the people in that country exist below the poverty line. One of the problems with this arrangement is that the government gives up its subsoil rights, but the companies have to negotiate with the primitive people that still live there because they have the title to their native jungle lands. Some of these people have only been made known to the rest of the world within the last 30 years. So what has happened is the companies have come in and given the people a fast shuffle, tricking them into signing away their opportunity to get a share of the oil revenues. But in the past few years, these native peoples have started to wise up, and more often lately, they've been rejecting the offers they've been getting, sometimes even resorting to violence to run the foreigners off. In one blatant example of exploitation, an Italian chemical company got a tribe of Huarani Indians to sign away their interests and even the right to sue for environmental damages. And what did they get? Some food, some medicine, a $3,000 schoolhouse, some eating utensils, a flag of Ecuador, two soccer balls, and a referee's whistle. Because they couldn't write, the tribal representatives signed the agreement with their fingerprints. That happened in 2001. Because of the increase in violence in the area, a number of oil companies got together with the Ecuadorian Minister of Defense and concocted an agreement that calls for the army to protect their projects through the end of this year. Another agreement from Occidental Oil calls for the Ecuador government to carry out counterintelligence operations against anyone standing in the way of its hydrocarbon development. The oil company's position is that the area is frequented by drug runners, Colombian guerrillas, and kidnappers who have abducted workers in the past. Plus, they say they do build roads, health centers, and schools for the natives, but some indigenous people have reported that whenever they've complained about how the land was being treated, they got a visit from the military and were threatened. With the demand for oil increasing in the foreseeable future, it promises to be a rough fight for the rainforest dwellers of Ecuador. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Hi, I'm Brian Kay, sales manager at WGNU Radio. Right now, you're hearing my voice. What you could be hearing is yours, telling people about your business. Call me during regular business hours at 314-454-6660 and let me show you how effective and affordable radio ads can be on WGNU and how they can bring new customers to you. Once again, that's Brian Kay at 314-454-6660. We can replace this ad with yours.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
It'll change everything you know about AM 920. It's coming to WGNU Monday, January 30th.
Nanny Jackson Associates and Western Union proudly present the spectacular Harlem Globetrotters, the unstoppable global force. Bring your family and be a part of history as the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters celebrate their 80th consecutive season. You'll be astonished by the athleticism and non-stop entertainment only the Harlem Globetrotters can provide. And don't forget to stick around for the post-game Harlem Globetrotters autograph session. It's your chance to interact with the world's most incredible athletes. Don't be left out. Join 120 million of your closest friends and experience the world's greatest basketball event, the unstoppable Harlem Globetrotters.
Coming to Savas Center Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th at 2 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Savas Center box office, 241-1888, and at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey,
sports fans, NFL Hall of Famer Lynn Swann wants to be the next governor of Pennsylvania. A black man running as a Republican. Maybe he wants to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. He says he's the only candidate that cares about the needs of the people. If his best qualification is he can get more money than his challenger, then he might very well make it. We'll take a look at this peculiar turn of events with hard-hitting reporter Dave Zirin from edgeofsports.com. Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. That would be our toll-free long-distance number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I want you to feel the tone of these comments that George Bush made last night. They feel kind of frenzied, and they feel kind of scary, actually. They feel that, what's the word I'm looking for? A bit ranty. Listen to this and the logic that is not there. Let's do number four, Howard. Listen to this.
When they get back there, they need to make all aspects of the Patriot Act to protect the American people. The threat still exists, is my message to members of both political parties.
Oh, you ain't never told a lie. I know where the threat is. I know where the threat is, but listen to this. This is scaring people into acceptance. Why do you need the Patriot Act? What is it that the Patriot Act is going to give you that you're not already doing? Just listen to the fear mongering, Howard. Let's do one, two, and three, because this is all about fear mongering. Let's do them all in succession, if we can.
And one of the ways to protect the American people is to understand the intentions of the enemy. I told you it's a different kind of war with a different kind of enemy. If they're making phone calls into the United States, we need to know why to protect you. And so Saddam Hussein was given a choice. He chose war. And so we moved. And he is removed from power. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind America is safer for it and the world is better off without Saddam Hussein. And so Saddam Hussein was given a choice. He chose war. And so we moved. And he is removed from power. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind America is safer for it and the world is better off without Saddam Hussein.
Listen to the fear-mongering and all of that. We know that the enemy is making calls. We got to hunt them down before they hurt us again. No, you didn't remove Saddam Hussein. Somebody else stumbled upon him and you took him from them. That you didn't find Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein didn't start this war. Saddam Hussein, and understand the threat. What threat does Saddam Hussein have? You hear that? You hear the threat that he's saying. What was the threat that Saddam Hussein had to us? There were no weapons of mass destruction. What was the threat? Let me hear that again. Because embedded in these statements are lies and misdirections. Continuous lies. Lies that a psychiatrist would say, you know, we need to give you some drugs and some treatment and maybe some serious downtime here. Because you are seriously removed from reality. Let's do number two and three again.
And so Saddam Hussein was given a choice. He chose war. And so we moved. And he is removed from power. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind America is safer for it and the world is better off without Saddam Hussein. And so Saddam Hussein was given a choice. He chose war. And so we moved, and he is removed from power, and there is absolutely no doubt in my mind America is safer for it, and the world is better off without Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein chose war? It was a preemptive strike. How did he choose war? How did Saddam Hussein choose war? You went after, you preemptively struck him, and you said the reason why we're striking him is because he has weapons of mass destruction that he's fixing to use on us, mushroom nuclear cloud, is what you said. And all of that was a lie. And now you're saying that you should have the right to spy on us because you got us into this war. You got us into this fight with Iraq. And a war with the rest of the world. This is madness. This is absolute, utter madness. And I, it is just surreal to be in a world, to live in a world, to be at a time where the guy that's running the, well, I guess it's not. The same guy that said I should be able to torture whoever I want to, and I will. The same guy that says we should be able to snatch people up and take them off to any place that condones torture and torture them, and we do. The guy who said that we should be able to lock people up without a judge, without a jury, without a trial, without a lawyer for as long as we want to, this guy is saying, oh yeah, I want to spy on you too. Well, I bet you do. Because it seems like there's not a law that is protected by the Fourth Amendment that you ain't trying to break. Scary times. Dangerous times. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And a question about Brokeback Mountain takes this guy off course. Ranching. I like ranch dressing. They've got those ranch Dorito chips too. Ranch. Yep. Ranch. Ranch. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Cell phone.
Hold the croutons on that, please. I tell you, I feel like we're being ran by Forrest Gump up in this place and all. Mm-hmm. And also, I tell you, watch this movie called Here and There with Peter Sellers. We are art living. This is reality. We have a dodo. No, that's ranch. Ranch. You're right.
Ranch.
Hey, you have a good day.
All right. All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Robert.
Hi. Question, please. You mentioned that he was being fed answers from through the questions. Do you have any thoughts on as to whether the question people asking the questions had been fixed beforehand?
Absolutely. Always. Always.
Thank you.
All right. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. I'll be back after the news break. Stay with me.
Bad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
tell you another thing that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alden.
We urge the United States Senate to give their consent to the appointment of Samuel Alito Jr. to the United States Supreme Court.
The Vice President of the National Pro-Life Council, Kirk Vanderswaat, today the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Alito's nomination. All of the Republicans on the committee say they will give him the thumbs up. Several of the Democrats say they won't, but the federal judge is expected to get enough support to move his nomination onto the full Senate. How much did the government really know about the damage a hurricane the size of Katrina posed to New Orleans and its levees? ABC's Jim Hickey says maybe more than it's letting on.
In the days after Katrina devastated New Orleans, President Bush said federal officials thought the levees would hold.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
But a day before the storm struck, Homeland Security warned that Katrina could breach the levees and leave New Orleans flooded for weeks or more. That prediction was based on a government exercise earlier in the summer to determine what damage major Gulf Coast hurricanes could cause. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
More trouble for the auto business. Daimler Chrysler says it will cut its administrative staff by 20% over the next 3 years. The announcement comes the day after Ford said it was eliminating 30,000 jobs and closing 14 plants by 2012. The trial of Saddam Hussein is on hold again until Sunday.
The trial does seem to be moving forward in fits and starts, and Iraqi officials and privately American officials have expressed concern that Saddam Hussein is really using this as a forum to spout his views and really to sort of Shanghai the proceedings.
ABC's David Wright in Baghdad. A new judge will preside over the trial when it resumes. West Virginia lawmakers took just one day to okay a mining safety improvement bill that requires mines to use electronic devices to track missing miners and to stockpile oxygen for use in emergencies. This is ABC News.
You buy ginger ale at Walmart's everyday low prices. It arrived on a Walmart truck and traveled over 140 miles from a Walmart distribution center, where it was processed by over 1,000 Walmart associates and moved over 10 miles of conveyor, with over 230,000 cases that same day. Why send ginger ale through one of the most efficient distribution systems ever conceived? To keep prices low for you, and we're all proud to be a part of it. Walmart. Always low prices. Always.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Do you live and die by your BlackBerry? You might want to have a backup plan. The Supreme Court may not intervene in a complicated copyright case. A small Virginia company says it has the patent on the technology used by the wireless handheld, not the Canadian company that makes BlackBerries, and it's asking a judge to shut the BlackBerry system down, and you're caught in the middle.
I would know some addresses of local internet cafes and some other places to be able to get your email out on the road in case it crashes.
Professor Frank Pasquale with the Seton Hall University Law School. Canada is getting a new prime minister. Stephen Harper and his Conservative Party won yesterday's national election.
Friends, I have never been so proud of our great country, and I am honored and overwhelmed to be asked to lead it.
Harper's promise to get tough on crime, to cut taxes, and to repair strained ties with Washington. Would you buy a medication that promised to block about a quarter of the fat that you eat? The FDA is a step closer to approving an over-the-counter version of Zenical. I'm Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, local officials are talking about Ford's plan to idle 14 plants across North America, including the Hazelwood plant. Hazelwood Mayor T.R. Carr explains how the plant's closing will severely affect the city of Hazelwood.
It accounts for about $1.5 million of our annual budget, so that will be a significant impact for us. We also know that it'll have an impact on other jurisdictions, say Hazelwood School District, and it'll have impact beyond us because suppliers are located in other municipalities and around the state of Missouri.
With the Hazelwood plant closure, nearly 2,000 workers will be looking for jobs. UAW officials say they will do whatever they can for the Hazelwood plant's workers, including finding them transfers and buyout options whenever possible. Carr, Dooley, and Deering are hoping to keep an open dialogue with Ford about doing whatever they can to keep the plant open. The plant will officially be idled on March 10th. Charges could come today against a suspect in a string of recent church burglaries. Police have a suspect in custody in connection with break-ins at several churches in southwest St. Louis. In one of the crimes at St. Andrew's Church on Loughborough, the burglars set a fire. In most cases, only small amounts of cash and items of little value were taken. Finally this hour, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is urging the St. Louis Archdiocese to issue a moratorium on allowing abusive priests from other dioceses to be brought to St. Louis for treatment. David Clossy, the National Director of SNAP, says instead of bringing these men here to live, the Archdiocese should be helping to put them in jail. He says several out-of-state priests have been brought to the St. Louis area to live in church-run treatment centers, and some have continued to molest while here. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Drive into Sonic this Tuesday night for half-price burgers. That's right, half price. Get a classic Sonic burger for half the price from 5 p.m. until close on Tuesdays. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sam's Club. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and 270, there's an accident on the right shoulder and there's a pretty slow down. Eastbound 44 at Chrysler and Big Bend looks good. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, traffic is building. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Blanchard Bridge, everything's on the move. Northbound 270 from Gravois, 44 look for slow traffic in pockets. Northbound 55 between Rivas Barracks and Brewery, no problems report there. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79 look for traffic be slow in pockets. Eastbound 40 at Spady look for slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB, it is stop and go. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for heavy volume there. Northbound Route 3 from Poplar Street Bridge, look for traffic to be flowing freely this hour. And westbound King Bridge traffic, no problems to report in this hour. Southbound Cypress at 70, there's a disabled vehicle, the right lane is blocked. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do for the items for your business. Sam's Club, we're in business for small business. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Windy, not quite as cool, mostly sunny, a high around 50. This evening, blustery, mostly clear with a low around 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 40s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Thursday, look forward to partly cloudy skies and 50 degrees. Currently, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 37. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 27. It's time now for more of the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
To you. You were born with power.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that Tom Luther was being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's the below knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this end?
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal freedom.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. In the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by the Dead Prez. That's right, the Dead Prez, to talk about their Finding Our Folk tour, an 8-week project that tracks down and tries to gather the stories of the hundreds of thousands of people that have been displaced as a result of Hurricane Katrina. 454-0400 is my phone number, so I'm very excited. So that'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that, Dead Prez. 454-0400 is my phone number, huh? Well, I don't know. You think things are we have to stay ever vigilant. That's the fact. We just have to fight all the time and just get used to it and understand that. We have done this story. We have talked about this story. We've covered this story on the Wake Up Call several times in the past year about human pesticide testing. And we reported that there was a ban on it, but apparently not. Senator Barbara Boxer, Henry Waxman, and Hilda Solis have brought forth have reported that the Bush administration wants to promote pesticide experimentation upon human beings. The plan, contained in a final draft rule, was leaked to legislators by a concerned administration official who requested that the original copy of the plan not be duplicated in its entirety and widely distributed out of concern for the protection of their identity. Here's the thing. In August of 2005, Congress enacted a moratorium upon the EPA using human pesticide experiments until strict ethical standards were established. Barbara Boxer said, "Yahoo, we have a moratorium." And what does this administration do? Bump a moratorium. You can't tell me no to anything I want to do. That's basically the rule, the practices, the understanding, the worldview of this administration. You can't tell me jack. Bump all of y'all that want to push back on me and tell me what I can't. Don't tell me what I can't do. That's how this administration rolls. Now, that's fine. If you're on the football field, that's fine. But we're dealing with human beings' lives and the quality of their lives and the future of their lives. We have somebody in the White House that says, "You can't tell me I can't torture if I want to." That's not good. We have somebody in the White House that says, "You can't tell me that I can't keep somebody locked up for as long as I want to until I decide to let them go if I want to." That's not good. We have an administration that says, "You can't tell me that I can't experiment with pesticides on human beings if I want to." That's not good. The regulation is an open invitation to test pesticides on humans, which is the exact opposite of what the Congress wanted. The administration predicts that over 30 pesticide experiments will be submitted to the EPA each year under the new rule. That's an enormous step in the wrong direction. You can't tell me what I can't do. This is another example of the Bush administration choosing to ignore the letter of the law and going its own way. You can't tell me what I want to do. This rule would apply to studies in which humans are intentionally dosed with pesticides as well as observational studies. Some of the serious flaws in the plan include, it's inconsistent with federal law. Congress required that EPA ensure that pesticides are never tested upon pregnant women and children, but the final rule would allow manufacturers to conduct testing of pesticides upon pregnant women and children so long as there is no intent at the outside of the study to submit the results to EPA. What the? We now live in a country where, they say we can torture children. They say that we can lock people up. They live with the rule and the understanding that you can torture people if we need to. You can lock babies up and torture them if you want to. So does it come as a surprise to anyone that this same administration that preemptively struck a nation without an army, an air force, or a military, that preemptively struck that nation with daisy cutter bombs, you think that they would care whether or not that testing was done on pregnant women? Companies can test on pregnant women as long as they say, "Well, we're not giving these results to the EPA." Additionally, the plan would allow pesticides to be tested upon pregnant women and children in studies intended for the submission at exposure levels up to the current legal levels, even though the National Academy of Sciences found that in some cases the levels of exposure could present acute risk to children. So, that's what this administration says. So. We live in a country where our government, where this administration says you can test pesticides on pregnant women and children. Oh, that's right. This is the Pro-Life Administration. I forgot. We live in a time with an administration that says, don't give out birth control to any country because we care about life. But if you want to test on pregnant women, now I'm down with that. So now you know why he's so pro-life, because he wants to have opportunities for these companies, testing opportunities, make more babies so we can test on them. If this isn't the most twisted, foul mess, this is a pro-life administration that says, test on pregnant women. Isn't there, can I get a witness from you pro-lifers out there? Can I get a, how close to Jesus George W. Bush is from y'all out there? What would Jesus do, huh? He'd say, go spray some Raid in the mouth of a pregnant woman and see how that works out. That's what he would say, right? All life is precious, right? Except the life that we want to test on to find out how much money pesticide companies can make. This administration says, test pregnant women. And it's a pro-life administration. Jesus. D.
The top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown. The
rest of the day to you.
Thank you so much. An adolescent out of control will continue with whatever behavior as long as no one stops this tested behavior. You know, boy, George is crying out, who can control me?
Mm.
But then again, what can you expect from someone who put firecrackers
inside of frogs and blew them up?
You know?
Mm.
What can you expect?
Mm.
Okay, keep on teaching us, doctor.
All right, Dee. Thanks
Bye.
For your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Barbara.
Yes, Liz. Well, I was looking at the rallies yesterday on pro-life. I mean, the Democrats should get behind a policy of progressiveness and just get the numbers out there about the number of infant mortality due to no health care, food, the children aren't given the... And all this is a direct relation to the Republican administration cutting programs, cutting health care, cutting food stamps. If they're so pro-life, why don't they feed and take care of the children they want to see born?
And here's the thing, Barbara. That's true for the babies that managed to get here, despite all odds, who managed to get here. But look at what they're doing to babies in vitro. From the people that say that life begins at conception,
right?
You are allowing for a law that would allow pesticides to be tested upon the babies inside of their mother's wombs?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of monster? You're not supposed to take certain vitamins when you're pregnant. What would sucking on some DDT do to your baby?
Oh, my God.
And that's what these people are saying, that you can test on in vitro, babies inside at 6 months, at 7 months, at 8 months. Y'all worried about an abortion? This man is saying, let's bring some deformed, messed up children into this world for the name of, in the sake of, profits for pesticide companies. If that's not a monster, I don't know what is.
You're absolutely right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the Democratic Party could start speaking their truth. The truth, they've got these little sound bites that they give. Why don't they get out there and march the street with the facts of what's really happening to people?
And Barbara, let me tell you the challenge that confronts the Democratic Party. The head of the Democratic Party on the Senate side is Senator Reid, right?
Yes.
Harry Milktoast Reid, right?
Yes.
Reid said that having the Republican Party come up with a policy on lobby reform is like asking John Getty to come up with a reform for the mafia, okay?
Yes.
That's a great line, isn't it?
That's great.
That's an awesome line, isn't it?
My God.
Okay, next day Harry Reid came back and said, I'm sorry, baby, I didn't mean to say that, forgive me. Did you hear what I said?
He apologized.
He apologized and said, I'm sorry for making that analogy.
These are scary times, Liz. These really are. That's scary.
He came back and apologized for that.
They probably found something out about him.
Well, he knew that they had it before he opened his mouth. He should have shut up, sat down, and moved out the way.
Yeah. Well, you have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. With this pesticide rule put forth by George W. Bush. George Bush wants to test pesticides on pregnant women and on children. Why is this wrong? George Bush's plan is inconsistent with the recommendations of the National Academy of Sciences. Congress required that the EPA establish a Human Subjects Review Board, as recommended by the National Academy of Sciences. The Academy urged that this board review research protocols prior to consideration by an independent review board. The Academy expected that the Human Subjects Review Board would have an ethical and pesticide expertise that the others do not. This would allow them to block unethical research or require modifications suggested by the Human Subjects Research Review Board. All of this has gone to the wayside. All of this has gone to the wayside. Ooh, they don't care about our babies. They don't care about you. You want to say that he cares about babies inside of the womb. George Bush doesn't care about a baby inside of the womb. No human being who cares about a baby inside of a womb would say out their mouth, oh, yeah, let's experiment with pesticides. Pesticides. Go read the warning labels on a can of pesticide that you're allowed to use. Okay, because they're testing not with the pesticides that they're already allowed to use. They're going to be testing with the stuff that they don't put in your can. Read the warning labels that's on a can already and see if you'd want your pregnant wife sucking down this. And see if you would want to be prepared for the child that will come out of your wife, your mother. Your daughter, after sucking down some of these, do you think that you would be prepared to deal with the child that, if the child made it out of your wife, your mother, your sister, your aunt? Would you be prepared to deal with the quality of life that child's going to have? George Bush says deal with it. He says suck on some Raid. It's all good. It's all good. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
This is Josephine.
Yes.
I'm white. I'm Polish. I'm Catholic, and I'm proud to be an American. Did you know that Boy King...
Okay, hold on for a second. Let's get her to turn down her radio in the background before we can continue this conversation, please. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You got to turn your radios down when you call. 454-6609 is my fax. And it's just monstrous. And it's not enough that George W. Bush is pushing pesticides on pregnant women. He's also pushing more criminals on us. I guess there's a reason why there were 6 pictures of George Bush with Abramoff. Because George Bush is down with the criminal kind. A judge nominated by Bush to one of the highest courts in the nation. I'm not talking about the Supreme Court. apparently violated federal law repeatedly by serving while serving on the federal bench. James Payne, who was nominated by Bush in late September to join the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver, issued more than 100 orders that in at least 18 of those cases involve corporations where he owns stock. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
St. Louis, 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. The Sowers traffic is sponsored by TomTom.com. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44, an accident on the right shoulder. Traffic is bumper to bumper on from Gravois all the way to 44. Westbound 44 from Grand to Ventnor. Look for an accident reported there. Eastbound 44 from Washington. Look for a vehicle on fire. Eastbound 44 between Meraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for heavy volume. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Look for slow traffic to report there. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to 270. Looks good. Westbound or northbound 55 between Union and Gasconade. No problems to report. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road in 79. Slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Lindbergh. Slow traffic. Westbound 44 at Washington and 50. Look for road construction. Left lanes closed. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the PSB. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue is slow to 5570. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. Look good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing is slow. Woodson north of Olive, there's a report of a fire on a tractor trailer. South Point Prairie at Jackson Road and Highway N, an overturned vehicle that's out in Wentzville. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TomTom.com. TomTom is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap on a screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. To learn more, visit TomTom.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Today, windy, not quite as cool, mostly sunny, high around 50. This evening, blustery, mostly clear with a low around 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny again with a high in the lower 40s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies, a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we're holding steady at 35 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 37. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 26. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Talk radio that discusses what matters most to you. It's coming to AM 920, Monday, January 30th.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Why listen to Brand X Radio when you can listen to something brand new? Join the conversation by calling 314-454-0400 or toll-free from outside the local calling area at 1-877-920-WGNU. For those of you who may be alphabetically challenged, that's 1-877-920-9468. Stop rushing around the radio dial. Leave it here and call in and talk on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hey, sports fans! NFL Hall of Famer Lynn Swann wants to be the next governor of Pennsylvania. A black man running as a Republican. Maybe he wants to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. He says he's the only candidate that cares about the needs of the people. If his best qualification is he can get more money than his challenger, then he might very well make it. We'll take a look at this peculiar turn of events with hard-hitting reporter Dave Zirin from edgeofsports.com. Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, pick the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from. Cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we played the drum.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that. revolution@lizbrown.com. Also, if you want to find out, get to some additional information about the guests we have on the Wake Up Call, by my guests, well, lizbrown.com will give you that information. Get there. You can also check out the Corner Stove. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you've missed an hour, go get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. One of the things that I want to talk about, given the actions that occurred yesterday, we had a whole lot of pro-lifers gathering all over the country on the anniversary of, what is it, the 30-something anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Here's some information that may surprise some of you. Upon reflection, maybe you'll think, well, yeah, I guess if I thought about it, that would make sense. Check this out. Most commonly, they ingest a whole bottle of quinine pills with castor oil. We try to get them to the ER before their cardiac rhythm is interrupted. Sometimes they douche with caustic products like bleach. We had a patient who burned herself so badly that we couldn't even examine her. Her vaginal tissue was so painful. Our local hospital tells me that 12 to 20 patients per year who have already self-induced or have had illegal abortions, some make it, some don't. They are underage or poor women mostly, and a few daughters of pro-life families. So here we have, abortion is legal in this country, and yet and still, dangerous, illegal abortions are on the rise. Those quotes that I read you from weren't from the bad old days before Roe versus Wade, when desperate women suffered death and injuries because abortion was illegal. This is a woman who is an administrator of a women's health clinic in the South. She noted with alarm the recent rise of illegal abortion in her community. Some of the women she sees after their initial attempts at abortion fail. You see, whether Roe versus Wade is technically still the law of the land, the combination of the procedure's costs, the numerous regulations that this southern state imposes, and the stigma surrounding an abortion is leading a growing number of women to choose self-abortion or an untrained practitioner over a legal abortion. And this is what's happening while abortion is still legal. And here's an interesting fact, that although the cost of abortion has remained remarkably flat, the same since Roe, the cost of a first trimester abortion at this clinic is $380. It's actually less than it was 20 years ago, adjusting for inflation. It is still too much for a woman who is on assistance, has two or three kids already, and has no money whatsoever. And the teenagers that live in the state where they need parental consent before they can have an abortion, are doing them. Recently, two teenage couples, one in Michigan and the other in Texas, they faced unwanted pregnancies. Both states have parental consent provisions. In both cases, the couples, young couples, received misleading information. And the other about how to obtain a legal abortion. In Michigan, the young man, with his girlfriend's approval, hit her abdomen repeatedly with a baseball bat until she miscarried. Jesus. In Texas, again with the girlfriend's consent, the man stomped on his girlfriend's belly, producing a stillbirth of twins. Both men were arrested, and one of the men is now serving a life sentence for fetal homicide. Whew. The issue of abortion is such a culture war. It is such a culture war. South Dakota, North Dakota share the distinction with Mississippi of being states with only one remaining abortion clinic. North Dakota, South Dakota, Mississippi have one abortion clinic. South Dakota, in fact, is currently engaged in a contest with Indiana to become the first state to ban abortion outright. And if one has any need to be convinced of the level of stigma attached with abortion in some Midwest communities, consider this: how this issue worked itself out in Fargo, North Dakota. There was a confirmation process for an assistant police chief. The candidate for the job was outed by local anti-abortionist activists for having gone through a legal abortion some 15 years ago at the age of 24 with his then 18-year-old girlfriend. The police officer publicly expressed his deep regret and shame over the incident, and the mayor of Fargo called an abortion an error in judgment. And only then did the appointment go forward. We are in such an intolerant, intolerant place. An intolerant, intolerant place. And to add to the absurdity of the tragedies that are mentioned above, the very policies that could reduce unwanted pregnancies, thus abortion, which are legal, are resisted at every turn. Emergency contraceptive. Research estimates that emergency contraceptives prevented some 51,000 abortions. We have much to talk about. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad. Another 23 bodies shot to death execution style have been found north of Baghdad. They were part of a group of 35 police volunteers that were believed to have been taken by insurgents last Monday. They were on their way home to Samarra after having failed to be accepted by a police training school. A military escort had accompanied the bus to the school, but did not do so once they were not chosen. The other 12 people in that group were found dead last week. In a related note, the recent elections in Iraq may turn out to work against American policy. Senior officials in Anbar province say that a number of politicians with ties to Al-Qaeda won seats in local elections to provincial assemblies. Last year, Al-Qaeda was adamantly against the national elections, calling them a trick of Satan and pledging death to anyone who took part in them. But now it appears they've modified their tactics and are gaining influence through the democratic process espoused by the Bush administration. It's also reported that a number of Al-Qaeda leaders have married into influential local tribes to secure their footholds. Al-Qaeda was said to have been frustrated over its lack of control in the Anbar region. Part of that was due to the announcement last year that the United States was planning to set up permanent military bases in Qaim and Hit, as well as the ongoing operations against its network and safe houses. The group has apparently discovered democracy can be a two-edged sword. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
It'll change everything you know about AM 920. It's coming to WGNU Monday, January 30th.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Ready for a polar plunge? The plunge is part of Louisiana-Missouri's Winter River Festival this Saturday. Participants jump, dive, or run into the Mississippi River. Plungers may buy or collect enough donations to earn a sweatshirt proclaiming them a survivor of the experience. The event is sponsored by the Louisiana Police Department as a fundraiser for the Special Olympics. For more information, go to louisiana-mo.com. An icebreaker from Radio Free St. Louis.
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, my name's Doug.
And we are the hosts of the new Crime Time Live talk show on WGNU.
Do you have a question that you've been dying to ask a private investigator?
We will take your questions and discuss topics that you won't want to miss every Monday night at 10.
Need to get a background check?
How do you protect yourself when looking for Mr. and Mrs. Wright?
Can't find someone that owes you money?
Find out how on Crime Time Live, Monday nights at 10.
Sports fans, NFL Hall of Famer Lynn Swann wants to be the next governor of Pennsylvania. A black man running as a Republican. Maybe he wants to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. He says he's the only candidate that cares about the needs of the people. If his best qualification is he can get more money than his challenger, then he might very well make it. We'll take a look at this peculiar turn of events with hard-hitting reporter Dave Zirin from edgeofsports.com. Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Take the power back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Huh? Election time is coming. We are taking our baby steps, day by day steps, towards the inevitable season of politics. There are going to be local elections. There are going to be congressional elections. There are going to be senatorial elections. And each one of those election processes will involve either a punch ballot or the newfangled way of doing things. It's electronic voting. So how is that working out? How is the whole concept of electronic voting working out? Well, let's go to Florida. Naturally, it's a natural walk to Florida, because that's where the greatest voting, one of the greatest voting crimes in the history of this nation took place, state of Florida. So one would think that the biggest cleanup would be taking place there as well. Well, it is, but not in the way that you may think. Leon County Supervisor of Election, Ion Sancho. Who was Ion Sancho? His job is to make certain that voting is free of fraud. But the most brazen effort to manipulate the voting election results, to manipulate election results, to fix election results. Guess who committed the most brazen act of voter fraud? Why, it was Sancho himself. 4 times over the past year, Sancho told computer specialists to break into his voting system. And on all 4 occasions, they did, changing the results with what the specialist described as relatively unsophisticated hacking techniques. Sancho's most recent demonstration was last month. Harry Hursti, a computer security expert from Finland, manipulated the memory card that records the votes of ballots run through an optical scanning machine. Then, in a warehouse a few blocks from his office in downtown Tallahassee, Sancho and seven other people held a referendum. The question on the ballot, can the votes of this diabolical system be hacked using the memory card? Two people marked yes on their ballot, six marked no. The optical scan machine read the ballots, the data was transmitted to the final tabulator. The result? Well, six people said yes, and one person said no. They can be hacked. The guy who runs the system has hacked them four times. He has a 100% success rate on hacking into the diabol machines. Diebold has criticized Sancho's experiments and said his conclusions about the vulnerability are unfounded. Unfounded, they changed the results. Unfounded, they changed the results. While electronic voting systems hold promise for improving the election process, there are design flaws, there are security and reliability flaws. And it's gotten so much that it's gone so far that some states are saying, no, we're not going to do this. In Connecticut, the Secretary of State, Susan Bodwinski, said she would scrap her plans to replace her state's lever machines after the company she planned to buy from misrepresented itself in negotiations about how accessible the machines would be for people with disabilities. In Miami-Dade County, the election chief, and by the way, the third in 5 years, is thinking about tossing out the touchscreen systems installed after the year 2000. The concern is that they do not leave a paper trail that auditors could examine in a disputed election, and they're expensive to use. .454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. There was a way, there was another attempt to hack into some of these computers on February 14, 2005 in Tallahassee. Two people met with Sancho's and tried to crack the diabol system remotely. The first attempt failed. On a second attempt, by directly assessing the computer where the votes are counted in the final tally, he manipulated the returns, and they used a local high school election for the experiment. In May, two more tests were held, this time with the person from Diabol present. Using a device bought for about $200, he was able to easily alter the final vote by changing the program stored on the memory card. You have to admit that these systems are vulnerable, and you have to act accordingly, was the response from those that want to sell us the machine. With no paper trail, what's the point of having these machines? There can be no election that can be trusted. And then when Diebold was told about these problems, they said, well, you shouldn't have messed with the memory card. It wouldn't have happened if you hadn't messed with the memory card. And Sancho said, well, more troubling than the test itself was the manner in which Diabol simply failed to respond to my concerns or the concerns of citizens who believe in the election process, in American elections. I really think they're not engaged in this discussion of how to make the elections safer. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. In the next hour, we will be talking to the Director of Food Stamp Policy for the Texas Center for Public Priorities out of Austin, Texas, Cecilia Hagert. Cecilia Hagert. And we're going to be talking about another thing that people are not getting as a result of the cuts in the policies of this Congress, by this Congress, and this administration. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask us for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They heard from him at length, and today the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito.
The committee's expected to approve Samuel Alito on a party-line vote, sending the 55-year-old former Reagan administration lawyer onto the full Senate, which begins debate tomorrow. Republicans want a final confirmation vote before next week's State of the Union address. So far, no threat of a filibuster, but the vote's likely to be much closer than the 78-22 confirmation of Chief Justice John Roberts.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. Should the high court's justices be held to the same ethics rules that lower federal court judges are? ABC News has learned that Justice Antonin Scalia recently enjoyed a vacation paid for by a conservative activist group. More from ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross.
Justice Scalia spent 3 days at the luxury resort. ABC News reporters saw him on the tennis court, heading out for an afternoon of fly fishing, and speaking and socializing with members of the group that paid the expenses for his trip.
There is no proof, though, that any of the justices' decisions may have been affected by a sponsored trip or gift. It's a no-go for Saddam Hussein's trial. Court officials now say that it will resume on Monday. Judges on the panel are apparently arguing over the appointment of a new chief judge. Opponents still say it's wrong, but the White House is standing behind President Bush's domestic spying policy. More from ABC's Ann Compton.
You can't turn the broadcast dial without hearing someone from the Bush administration defending national security wiretaps.
The president does take an oath to defend the Constitution, but he also takes an oath to defend this country.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says only Al-Qaeda suspects are being tapped. President Bush goes in person to the NSA tomorrow, where those calls are analyzed. And come to ABC News, the White House.
Turnabout from Pakistani officials. Now they say there is an indication that Al-Qaeda members were killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month. This is ABC News.
I'm Ben, and this is Psychic Connection, your source for spirits and paranormal. The caller is Meredith.
Ben, what's the easiest way to get around a city I've never been to?
The answer is kind of murky.
For the easiest route to any address in America, you want to ask TomTom, not BenBen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Easily moved from car to car. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
This is every parent's nightmare. Police in Germantown, Maryland say a 7-year-old girl was shot at a daycare center by a gun that was brought in by another child that accidentally went off. The girl's injury is not considered life-threatening. It is tough enough to be a Denver Broncos fan this week. A high school student from Pennsylvania, right in the middle of Pittsburgh Steelers country, is having it even tougher. He says his teacher made him sit on the floor to take a midterm exam this week.
The reason? He was wearing a jersey with the number of his favorite player, former Denver quarterback John Elway. Joshua Benoises. Classmates threw paper at him. They called him names.
At this point, I'm just like, I'm blown out of the water. I want to walk out of the class, but if I walk out of the class, we get an automatic Saturday detention.
But Vinoy's teacher says he missed the point. The teacher says what he was trying to do was to teach a lesson in class to show how minorities feel when they are prosecuted. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Hanford Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Missouri Governor Matt Blunt says despite the news that the Hazelwood Ford plant will close, he remains optimistic about its future. He believes the Hazelwood plant fits into the vision of Ford's future and says one possibility is making the plant a flex plant, similar to what is being done at the Chrysler plant in Fenton. Blunt says if Ford moves ahead with plans to close the plant, the state will do whatever it can to help the nearly 2,000 employees. A reward is being offered for information on the person responsible for killing two farm animals in Edwardsville. Authorities say a goat and a sheep were found shot to death at Bilberry Farms yesterday morning. Anyone with information is asked to call the Madison County Sheriff's Department at 618-692-0871. Finally this hour, elderly patients on the blood thinner warfarin need to take extra precautions to protect their bones. That's because a new study out of the Washington University School of Medicine shows the drug is linked to an increased risk of osteoporosis-like bone fractures. Dr. Brian Gage, an associate professor of medicine at Washington University School, says if a patient has an atrial fibrillation and one additional stroke factor, they should still take the drug.
But now I'm also saying, and they need to have enough calcium in their diet and enough vitamin D and enough weight-bearing exercise so that they don't have a fracture down the road.
Gage says the benefits of the drug outweigh the risks because it cuts the risk of stroke in half compared to aspirin. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do on items for your business. Sam's Club, we are in business for small business. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Westbound 44 between Washington and 50. Look for road construction there. The left lane is closed. Westbound 40 from Clayton Skinner to Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from 270 to Lindbergh is stop and go due to the sunshine. Eastbound 44 at Grand and Jefferson. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 at 25th and 5570. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 111 to the King Bridge split. Look for stop and go traffic due to an earlier incident on King Bridge. And it slows again from 4th Street all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Shackelford at Miller. Look for an injury accident going on there. Willard at Crescent Hills Drive. Look for a report of two overturned vehicles. Southbound 55 between Weber and Bayless, an accident reported. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to Merrimack River Bridge, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to Mason Road, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and 44, it is stop and go. Northbound 55 from River de Pere to Arsenal, look for no problems to report. And eastbound 70 from K all the way into 79, look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Lindbergh, look for heavy, slow traffic, and then heavy again from McKnight to Hanley. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the industry leader in financial and accounting temporary staffing. Call or visit us today at accounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Windy, not quite as cool. Mostly sunny, a high around 50 this evening. Blustery, mostly clear with a low around 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 40s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 50.
Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 37. Wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 26. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I sustain?
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We can be found on the World Wide Web. We're streamed at WGNU.net. Also at LizBrown.com, LizBrown.com. You can also check us out at, check out the Wake Up Call at WhiteRoseSociety.org. The shows are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Also at LizBrown.com, you can check out the guests that we have on our show and information pertaining to the different subjects that they discuss when they're on the show. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My email is revolution@LizBrown.com. We talk about this frequently. We talk about, it seems like, the relentless, never-ending, is another way to say it, challenges that confront us as a result of policies that have come out of this administration. I dare say that most of the entities that we've had on this program that I have talked to, most people say that they have never been under such a siege or such an assault in the history of their organizations. Whether I'm talking to someone from an environmental protection organization, whether I'm talking to somebody that's concerned about welfare rights, whether I'm talking to somebody that's fighting the death penalty. Even postal service workers have been on this show to talk about the battles, the extraordinary battles that they are engaged in. We had a battle on this show a few months back. Concern about our Senator Jim Talent voting against food stamps for our citizens. And we won that battle. He changed his position on cutting food stamps, given how much hurting is going on out here in this nation, real hurting and relentless hurting. But it's kind of like the story that I talked about with about abortion in the last hour. Yes, abortion is legal in this country. But because of so many cuts and so many, we have states, three states, that brag on having only one abortion clinic in the entire state, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota. We have young people engaging in the same things that we thought were relegated to history. Brutalizing each other, one boy taking a baseball bat to his girlfriend with at her request to terminate a pregnancy. And the point is that yes, abortion is legal, but with all of the actions, parental notification, no emergency contraceptives, a pharmacist refusing to dispense medicine to patients, it is incrementally doing away with something that is a right in this country. So too is the issue of food stamps. Yeah, there are food stamps out there. But are there so many rules and regulations that are being attached to food stamps, getting food stamps, that it makes it impossible or it basically eliminates the existence of real food stamps help in the, what do they call this, the greatest nation in the world, the most generous nation in the world, the richest nation in the world. We need to talk about this. And to facilitate that conversation, we have joining us from Austin, Texas, Celia Haggart. She's a senior analyst for the Texas Center for Public Policy Priorities. Celia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Just barely.
Okay. We'll try to remedy that. Celia, is there a snag in the food stamp system there in Texas?
Well, potentially. Texas is actually rolling out a new system, a new way for low-income people, low-income Texans, to apply for food stamps and other benefits. Traditionally, people have gone to a local Health and Human Services office to apply. And now they are closing a significant number of these local offices and instead will encourage a large number of people to apply over the phone or via the Internet. And while we have a couple of concerns about how that's going to work, what's going on right now, the snag you referenced, is really relates to the way federal law is written. And although states have a lot of flexibility about how they set up their programs, run their programs, they have to follow federal law. And right now, if you're eligible, you get food stamps starting the date that you submit an application to the state. This is called the filing date, and it's important because benefits are paid retroactive to that date. So it's about making sure that low-income families in desperate situations get the most benefits that they're entitled to when they apply. And unfortunately, the Food Stamp Act has never envisioned that people would apply for benefits over the phone. They always assumed that it would be in person, and more recently it was updated to reflect the ability to do an Internet application. But there's no flexibility right now in the law to allow phone applications.
What's the difference between a phone application and an in-person application?
The way the new system's set up, they're estimating, you know, a little less than half of folks will actually call up to a call center and apply for benefits. So basically fill out the application over the phone rather than go into a local office and sit down with a caseworker and fill it out in person. And the reason that distinction is important is that When you're in person, you can sign an application and hand it to the caseworker, and that's the filing date. But when you're on the phone, you can't sign a piece of paper. And so basically, USDA has given Texas the option to be able to accept phone applications through what they call a waiver, which would essentially allow Texas to go ahead and, once they approve someone's application, give them benefits back to the date of that first phone call. And for some reason, Texas is refusing to apply for this waiver. They say they don't want any strings attached to their new system. And what this means is people who apply or try to apply over the phone won't actually get their benefits started until they manage to turn in a paper application. And so this could mean I call up on a Monday and say I want to apply, and I have to then wait for an application to come back to me in the mail, and then I fill it out, and then I send it back in. And all that whole period of time that lapses between when I made that first phone call and when I actually get my signed application in is a cut in benefits, and probably a cut of about $8 a day. So, you know, over the course of a week, it's at least a $56 reduction in that first month of benefits.
Now, can you still go in and do it in person?
Yes, except that there are fewer offices now. The state is shutting down about 100 of its offices. And so there will be fewer places for people to go to apply for benefits. But also, you know, even if they could get to a local office, it kind of undermines the whole idea of phone applications being an improvement in service, which is really how the state has marketed this new system. Is there'll be no wrong door, there'll be new points of access, clients can apply in the manner that's most convenient to them. But in order for that to be true, they've got to go ahead and accept this waiver offer from USDA so that people can truly apply over the phone, that the phone won't actually become an obstacle to getting benefits on time and getting as much as you might otherwise qualify for.
Now, we're dealing with a certain economic population here.
Right.
My understandings and my readings and research on the issue of Internet access and phone access, poorer people with less economic means are the people that don't have access to phones and don't have access, and in particular to the Internet. How is this program going to be an improvement of access of people to the food stamps program?
Well, we're not sure that it will be. I think it certainly has the potential for the savviest of families to be an improvement. Working families who really do have access to the Internet at work or have a computer at home that has a high-speed Internet connection. But, yeah, you raise an important question, which is, you know, will this become a survival of the fittest program, or will we continue to make sure we have a system in place that helps the most vulnerable among us? And so, yes, there may be problems with the new phone system. People may have difficulty filling out an application over the phone. They may not be able to get to, you know, to file online, and they may have problems getting to one of the remaining local offices. That's why this waiver is so important, because it sort of sets in stone the date that you picked up the phone and called. So whatever happens after that, whether there's technology problems or a person is confused, they have trouble filling out the application, it takes them a while to mail it back. Once the caseworker sits down and tries to figure out whether that person's eligible and says, okay, they are eligible, they give that person benefits back to the date of that first phone call. So it really adds some assurances, some protection to a system that really does have a lot of unknowns. We don't know if it's going to work.
And we don't know about the access, the ease of access via the phone. I know that people that are victims of Katrina getting into FEMA,
right,
will sit on the phone for hours.
Right.
And if you are poor and you don't have access to a phone and you have to go to a pay phone, you're not going to have the opportunity to sit there and wait like someone who has a phone has.
Right. It's got to be right. You can't be put on hold forever.
And we don't know that this is how whether the program's going to work like this. We've seen what's happened with the Medicaid prescription drug program.
Right. Exactly. There are a lot of dangers in this new system, and really, I think one of the reasons that USDA has been so insistent that Texas make sure it not go ahead with a system that means it'll cut benefits is because they do want to make sure that whatever they're doing isn't going to hurt clients. For Texas to kind of move forward with this new system that's so untested, that has so many unknowns, knowing that it's going to lead to a cut in benefits for so many people, is really unconscionable and doesn't have to happen. The USDA has given Texas a really easy way around this whole, technical filing date issue. We all anticipate that when the Food Stamp Act gets updated in a couple of years, it will provide for phone signatures, and none of this will be an issue anymore. But for now, the law is a little behind. Texas is putting in place a new system that may or may not improve access to services for low-income people.
Well,
and this is just a reassurance that, you know, the date that that person makes that first phone call is the date back to which they get benefits.
Now, what Texas, you mentioned earlier that Texas says that they don't want this to be an unfunded mandate, and that they're concerned about some kind of financial cost to Texas. What does it cost Texas if people are signed up immediately on the program as opposed to...
It doesn't cost Texas a dime.
Well, then what's up with this?
It's 100% federally funded. In fact, if we don't sign people up immediately and we don't get everyone the amount of the benefits they're entitled to, we're foregoing millions of dollars in federal food assistance that go directly into low-income communities, low-income economies, support the grocery industry, support jobs, support, you know...
Celia, there has to be some explanation of why they're not doing this. What is the real story behind this?
Well, I think that Texas wants to go ahead and implement this new system without any oversight, without any meddling from the federal agency. They have been arguing back and forth about the law and whether the law does indeed allow a phone call to be an electronic signature. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is we need to get people the benefits they're entitled to on time. And Texas can go ahead and, you know, put its lawyers on the case and argue the question of the electronic signature as long as they want. But in the meantime, they have the ability to ensure that people don't have their benefits cut. And, you know, for whatever reason, they need to swallow their pride, move on, accept that waiver, and their lawyers can duke it out separately from that.
How many people are we talking about, Celia?
Well, right now there's about close to 3 million Texans who get food assistance.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And, you know, we estimate that there are, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of people applying every day in Texas, or every month, I should say. And, you know, if 40% or so are coming in over the phone, that's a lot of people who could potentially see a reduction in their benefits in that first month. And, you know, I'm sure you have listeners from all income levels. And I think when the more money you make, the harder it is, or the more you forget what it's like to not have money. And it's hard to understand why $8 a day or $56 a week is so important. But to someone who is literally struggling to feed their family, it's a ton of money. It's a lifeline. When people call the program, they're already desperate. They're already, you know, their pantry's probably already bare. They've probably exhausted other options. And so this is, you know, $8, $56, $100, whatever. It's critical to low-income people.
And when we're talking about 3 million people, how many children are in that 3 million?
Well, about half of all food stamp recipients are kids. So we're talking about 1.5 million kids.
What are the legislators in Texas doing about this? I mean, are they split along party lines? Is this a regional issue?
For the most part, they're not really engaged. There are a couple of them who have been kind of watching the rollout of this new system and trying to make sure that it's not done in such a way as it hurts their low-income constituents. And that small handful, I think, has weighed in and urged the state to go ahead and take this easy option offered to them by the USDA. But, you know, for the most part, I think that it's just they're not engaged. They're not following what's going on, and that's a shame because, like I said, this is something totally avoidable. We do not have to go forward with a system that cuts benefits to needy Texans.
And insofar as these 3 million people, 1.5 million adults out here finding out about the changes in the program, what procedure, what plan, what process is in place to make certain that they find out that the program has changed, that the access to offices is not there, that they have to go to the phone and or the computer to do this? How are they being notified?
Well, the state's rolling out the system in phases. And the first phase is contained in a couple of counties. And it actually just opened up for business the call centers opened up for business this past Friday. And I think in this initial phase, people are just kind of finding out about it when they go to their local office, and then the local office will say, you need to call this number, and things are being done differently now. I think as they move ahead, however, they will be, you know, implementing media campaigns, working with community-based organizations and other social service providers to get the word out. So I do think they are, you know, they are developing a more formal campaign to inform people about the changes. But right now things are still really kind of touch and go in terms of what's available and whether things are working. And I think they've been hesitant to, you know, broadcast too widely that there's a new system in place until they're sure that new system is actually working.
And what are the reports that you're hearing, Celia, about how the new system is working?
So I think they're what you would expect in the first week of a brand new system with so much change and new staff and lots of different, you know, pieces of technology. We've heard reports of, you know, a lot of confusion among clients, and, you know, confusion among staff, both state and contractor staff. So I think that's probably what's happening is what you would expect to happen in the first week. So the question now is it going to get resolved? Are the problems going to get resolved? Is it just sort of a first week thing? And will things start to go more smoothly? Or are the problems more serious? And do we need to kind of step back and hold off on moving forward until we're sure we've got those problems solved?
You said that people will be probably a week lag in a phone call and getting the paperwork in,
right,
and
if
getting
Texas doesn't accept the waiver.
Right. Now, is that an additional amount of time that people would not have had under the old system, or is it about the same amount of time between the moment of contact and
keep in mind the way most people apply for benefits right now for food stamps is at the local office, and so generally there's not a lag time assuming they can get to a local office. But that doesn't mean there aren't families under the current system calling up and having an application mailed back to them, and for them there would be the same amount of lag time. But the thing that's different in this new system is that people will be actively encouraged, in fact required, to call up and submit and initiate their applications over the phone, and there will be fewer local offices for people to get to. So for those families that manage to get to a local office the same day or can you know, find a computer and apply online, it won't be a cut. But for those families that do have to wait for the application to be mailed back to them, who can't get to a local office, it will mean a benefits cut.
So it's different for people that go online. They don't have the lag time.
Right, because online, like I said, the Food Stamp Act got updated a couple of years back because they knew that people were doing more and more business online and states were going to start implementing online applications, and the Act actually provides for an e-signature. And so right now, if someone does apply for food stamps online, theoretically, technically, it's assuming the application is working, that the benefits can begin back to that day of that they submit an application. And the waiver that USDA has offered Texas would allow them to do the same thing for a phone-initiated application.
How much time does Texas have to make a decision on whether or not they're going to accept the waiver from the feds?
Well, there's no deadline, and unfortunately, USDA cannot require Texas to apply for a waiver. And they've actually said, if you want to go ahead with a system in which, you know, you don't, you know, accept our waiver, we cannot object. We don't think it's the best way to move forward. We're concerned that it will lead to a benefits cut. We're concerned that it will, you know, put more pressure on your local offices where you've already reduced staff significantly, because obviously if you call up and say, I want to apply for food stamps, and they say, well, you can do it here, but you'll get them quicker if you go to your local office, a lot of people are going to choose to go to the local office.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the concerns that USDA has is that Texas is planning to greatly reduce the number of staff in these local offices, and that this change in its model may actually cause an overload there. But they can't require Texas to apply for one. And so what Texas is doing now is simply moving forward with the rollout, and has not made a definite decision about what it's going to do about the waiver.
And so where can people find out more information about this?
The state of Texas has a website where you can learn about the system kind of from a high level, and you can see where what offices are being shut down and things like that.
I want to thank you very much, Celia Hagert, Senior Analyst for the Texas Center for Public Policy Priorities. Thank you for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back to take your calls, your comments, your concerns, your questions at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Morning, St. Louis, 34 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between 5570 and McLeod's Landing. Stop and go to an earlier incident. It has been cleared, but there are still delays. Southbound 55 between Weber and Bayless. There's an accident reported. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way into Merrimack River Bridge. Looks good, but it is heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake and Mason. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge. Look for traffic to be flowing freely. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44 to stop and go. West or northbound 55 between River de Pere and Arsenal. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Lindbergh is slow, then heavy again from McKnight all the way into Hanley. Westbound 44 from Washington to US 50, look for road construction. Left lanes closed. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 at 270 in Lindbergh, look for stop and go traffic due to sunshine. Eastbound 44 Grand and Jefferson is slow. Westbound 5570 from the Illinois 111 to Kingbridge split. Look for stop and go to traffic due to an earlier incident on the bridge. It is slow again approaching 4th Street all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64 at 25th and 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Shackelford at Miller, there's an injury accident. Willot and Crescent Hills drivers report of two overturned vehicles. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Money tight these days. Good thing you can get one of four tasty extra value meals like a Big Mac sandwich, medium fries, and a medium drink all for under $4 every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Windy, not quite as cool, mostly sunny, high around 50. This evening, blustery, mostly clear with a low around 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 40s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 38. The wind chill out there is 27. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Al Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray of Higher Ground. I'm moving from the 1 to 2 p.m. slot to the 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Friday slot on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I will talk to you then.
This This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis AM 920 WGNU and get a new attitude.
It's the biggest change at WGNU in 30 years, and it's coming Monday, January 30th.
It's been a strange winter. Warm one week and cold the next. All that stress is hard on your roof. Better call Phil Person Roofing at 361-7127 and get it checked ahead of the spring rains. You can get a 15-year warranty on the new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Finance that new roof, commercial or residential, with your Visa or MasterCard. Always free estimates. Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Fat man in front of me, he's calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip through their windows and they'll see him, they'll think that white hood's all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. You can check out my show. They are archived at whiterosesociety.org, whiterosesociety.org. Check out the website, lizbrown.com. Check out the Corner Store. We've got the George Bush doesn't care about black folks t-shirt. Oh, yeah. In the next hour, we have joining us Dead Prez, my favorite. They are part of a Locating Our Folk tour, trying to get Stick is going to be with us. Stick is going to be with us from Dead Prez. They're part of a campaign of locating folks, the hundreds of thousands of people that have been displaced, removed, pushed out, forced out of New Orleans and the New Orleans region as a result of Hurricane Katrina. So they're going to be joining us in the next hour. All right, Stick from Dead Prez. I'm so excited. 454-0400 is my phone number. People talk about this all the time. They talk about this all the time. Republicans would, although they're hesitant to call and to confront me about it, I understand. I feel your pain. I understand why you're scared to call me. I understand why BDs out there are scared to call me and talk to me about that. I dig it. I feel you. I feel your pain. I do. I truly do. But I need to explain to others out here about how this system works so that you understand when you're in conversation with BDs, Bush defenders out here, that you're fully armed for the discussion, as I am, because that's my job. But what you need to be fully armed out here about the facts and the specifics of what's going on in our nation. We will hear whining from the right, accusations from the right. Well, you know, the press is so liberal. We can't get our message out. It's so hard for us to get our message out. It's so hard. I want you to hear something. I want you to hear something to help underscore. It ain't hard for y'all at all. Y'all own all this stuff. Check out this commercial. Check this out.
Tom DeLay, indicted for criminal money laundering, pocketed tens of thousands in campaign contributions from indicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. 48 trips to golf resorts, 100 flights aboard company jets, 200 nights at world-class resorts and hotels, $1 million from Russian tycoons to allegedly influence his vote. $1 million from Russian tycoons? What else will we uncover about Tom DeLay? It's time for DeLay to resign.
Now, that's a commercial that's playing, that was put together, and they did the writing, they did the production, they put a 30-second commercial together here, and guess what? Houston television stations are not playing it, are not playing the ad. Help me with a television station in America that refused to play an ad, an anti-Clinton ad. Help me. All these whining from the rights, from these BDs about how tough it is out here to run a smear campaign. No, it's not. That was a commercial that should have been run. But Houston, all four of the major broadcast stations in Houston contacted to air the ad, as well as Time Warner Cable, have stated that they will either not run the ad or they will keep it off the air for further review. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? And then you whine to us about the media is so liberal, huh? Huh? Car phone.
How are you doing, young lady?
I'm outstanding.
I have one thing that's puzzling me, too. Why is it every time that people are accused of being around other guilty parties with this particular system, they never have anything where they're guilty by association?
Weren't all the Democrats guilty of association with Bill Clinton and what he did in the privacy of his own infidelity?
That and all, yeah, that definitely. And then here, Abrahoff has
six pictures.
Collected all these people together, and all of a sudden they say that
we're not guilty by association.
Yeah, they're only guilty because just because he's guilty don't mean that we're guilty.
Can I ask you something, Mike? Can I ask you what your mom and daddy told you? Did they tell you something about if you lay down with dogs, you wake up with what?
Please.
That's what I'm talking about. What you mean you're not guilty? Didn't your mama, didn't your daddy tell you are judged by the company that you keep?
No doubt about it. Birds of a feather flock together.
There you go. There you go. Now all of a sudden they're trying to tell us up is not down, black is not white. You know, they are trying to distance themselves from reality.
You know, Garvell's wife was on Meet the Press.
I heard it.
And did not get challenged.
But you know why she didn't get challenged, Mike? I bet you didn't know this. Do you know why she didn't get challenged?
No, I didn't.
Because the son of Tim Russert, a 19-year-old sophomore in college somewhere, guess who he has a new radio gig with? On Saturday.
With Meet the Press?
Tim Russert's son. Guess who
right.
he has a new radio gig with?
I don't know.
James Garvell.
Okay.
James Garvell. So how is Tim Russert going to challenge the wife of the man that his son has a gig with? On satellite radio. So where's the liberal press? I want to know where the liberal press is.
There is none. You have a good day, man.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We got stuff to talk about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All you BDs out there. I'll be back.
This report is brought to you by attorney Albert Walton, helping people get paid for over 25 years.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. Some more information this morning about one of the screw-ups by the federal government regarding Hurricane Katrina. One of the most blatant problems was that it took FEMA about a week to get enough buses together to evacuate residents from the horrible conditions inside the Superdome, the Convention Center, and from the elevated portions of Interstate 10.
It seems that in 2002, FEMA issued a contract for hurricane evacuations with the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA then gave the contract to a trucking company called Landstar Express, based out of Jacksonville, Florida. Landstar does not actually own any trucks, but its chairman has high political connections. Landstar managed the evacuation contract for about $100 million. But it seems that FEMA forgot that it gave the contract out through the FAA and had no knowledge that Landstar was in charge of it, meaning that Landstar was never ordered to mobilize any evacuation means. The company did ask about some of its contractors getting buses together, but that didn't happen until nearly a day after the storm hit, and that was two full days after the mayor of New Orleans had ordered the city to be evacuated. But Landstar said it made nearly one-fifth of its total yearly profits in 2005 as a direct result of securing that contract for evacuation. What has created much bitterness out of this is the fact that many of the bus companies that were pressed into service to get people out at the last minute still have not been paid by FEMA for what they did. A government audit cannot find any records indicating either FEMA or the FAA made any efforts to contact any bus companies in the days just before the storm to arrange for them to be on standby. One tour bus company that was pressed into service said it was told it would drop its passengers in San Antonio, but it wound up driving 3,700 miles all over the country because FEMA kept changing its instructions. This is your wake-up call global news update.
When you've been hurt in an accident, there are many things to consider. Doctor's bills, time lost from work, medical costs, ongoing injuries, pain and suffering. For over 25 years, attorney Albert Walton has helped people get paid for their property, paid for their pain and suffering, paid for their loss. Before you talk to anyone, call 314-388-3400. That's 388-3400 and talk to attorney Albert Walton for free. If you've been hurt, let attorney Albert Walton's knowledge and experience help you get paid. 314-388-3400.
Talk radio that discusses what matters most to you. It's coming to AM 920, Monday, January 30th.
Spectacular skating, laughter, and unforgettable moments. Hi, it's Scott Hamilton, the producer of Smucker's Stars on Ice. This year's show celebrates our 20th anniversary, and we are so excited. It's a show about the show. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look from the past 20 years and see how it all happens, from auditions and rehearsals to opening night and everything in between. From our most shining accomplishments to some of the less-than-perfect moments, see skating's best Olympic and world champions in this one-night-only performance of Smucker's Stars on Ice.
With special guest Kurt Browning coming to Savas Center Friday, February 3rd, 7:30 p.m. Your tickets are on sale now at the box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, and at Ticketmaster.com. Kids and senior discounts available. Smucker's Stars on Ice, an IMG production.
It's going to be a great celebration, the 20th anniversary tour of Smucker's Stars on Ice.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Hey, sports fans! NFL Hall of Famer Lynn Swann wants to be the next governor of Pennsylvania. A black man running as a Republican. Maybe he wants to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. He says he's the only candidate that cares about the needs of the people. If his best qualification is he can get more money than his challenger, then he might very well make it. We'll take a look at this peculiar turn of events with hard-hitting reporter Dave Zirin from EdgeOfSports.com. Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. LizBrown.com. That's LizzyBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
You know, Liz, the Bush administration is the Hurricane Katrina of American presidencies. They've flooded the country with so much chicanery and wrongdoing, people can't even keep up with it because we're all drowning in it. And one more thing I learned, Liz, Abramoff and Republicans like him, the hundreds of millions he shook down, they don't buy alcohol with their money. They don't buy drugs, and they don't procure sex. Republicans buy suits with all that money. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Toll-free, long-distance, 1-877-920-WGNU. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Hey, Jamala, what's going on?
I just wanted to let your listeners know that Paki Madi had a massive heart attack Sunday and died.
Oh.
And so he was a member of the Universal African People's Association and a very hard-working brother, and he will be sorely missed.
It's my understanding, Jamala, that when he passed, he was helping somebody.
Yes, he was helping Sister Susie with groceries. And, you know, unbeknownst to her, when she came back into the house from delivering groceries, he was face down on the floor. There was literally, you know, no time to do any kind of resuscitation. So he's definitely going to be missed. And
absolutely,
he was already, you know, in full swing with the Reggie Clemens petitions. And
Jamala, there was not a single event out there, a single action, a single call to action by the community where Paki was not out in front on it.
Absolutely.
He was always there with petitions in hand, pushing the it's like you could set your clock by. Paki was always there.
Absolutely. And last night when we had the Reggie Clemens campaign, I made the announcement and I told people, now we got a fallen soldier. That means either we're going to have to find somebody to replace him or work, you know, twice as hard to do what he would have done had he been here. So it kind of was a damper on things, but at the same time, he's so inspiring that you do, you know, want to, you know, put it up a notch.
Always. He was always there.
So funeral arrangements are at the Ronald Jones home on Natural Bridge and Fair, and that will be Thursday from 12 to 6 is the wake, and at 6 o'clock still at the home will be the funeral.
6 o'clock that night, the same night?
Right.
Okay, that's Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay, and we'll be able to announce that on the Justice for Reggie Clemens hour as well.
Exactly.
Jamala, thank you so much for that.
Okay.
And also, in honor of Paki, there's a good announcement about what's coming out with the Citizens Against Police Brutality.
Yeah, right.
Talk to us about the legislation that came out right quick.
Well, we finally got the bill out of the Public Safety Committee 5-2, and so now it goes to the full floor. And so this is the time that we have to be ever vigilant, because this is the time when the aldermen can, all the people can make amendments to it. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks, and we'll keep listeners, you know, updated.
Very good, Jamala. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Liz.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And Carphone. Carphone, yes.
Oh, yeah, Ms. Brown.
How are you?
Oh, bless. Like you, outstanding. The nice lady made the address of the Ronald Jones Funeral Home.
Yes.
On Natural Bridge.
Yes.
I think that's on West Flossen, if I'm not mistaken.
Ronald Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Then she said Ronald Jones?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's on West Flossen.
Okay, we'll get the right address, but it's at Thursday at 12 to 6, and the funeral is at 6 at Ronald Jones.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
All right, now. In the next hour, we are going to be joined by Stick from Dead Prez and Albert Ski of the Young People's Project. We're going to be talking about a Finding Our Folk tour with a bunch of folks that are gathering together to go city to city looking for people that have been displaced from Hurricane Katrina. 454-0400 is the phone number. The correct address is? The
correct address is Fair, East Fair and West Florissant. Yeah,
Fair.
2161.
Fair and West
Fair.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
On the corner there.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. This is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You don't want to miss the next hour. Stick from Dead Prez. Dead Prez. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Let me get to Ronald Jones before we leave. Ronald Jones, good morning. Ronald?
Hey,
yes.
Hey, Liz.
Yes.
I'm on Fair and West Florissant, baby. They keep getting me mixed up.
All right, Fair and West Florissant. We got it. Thank you so much, and thanks for what you do. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. They've questioned him, they've lectured him, and today the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. ABC's Pam Coulter has a preview from Washington.
A party line vote in committee often foreshadows a filibuster, but so far there's no indication the Democrats will try that to block the Alito nomination. The full Senate vote on the 55-year-old former Reagan administration lawyer is likely to be a lot closer than the 78-22 confirmation of Chief Justice John Roberts. Republicans would like to hold the final vote before the State of the Union address.
The committee is now meeting. President Bush meets with the Prime Minister of Pakistan at the White House today. Shaukat Aziz is downplaying recent tensions with the U.S. after condemning a recent airstrike on a Pakistani village. Now he calls America Pakistan's ally and friend. Ford said that it would do all that it could to help the thousands of employees who would soon be out of work, and we're now learning just what that company means when they say that. The carmaker has set aside $250 million to do some early retirement payments, and if people have kids headed to college.
They've also been really innovative and set up a college tuition program. If an employee chooses to go to college, they will pay up to $15,000 in college tuition.
ABC News financial contributor Melody Hobson. Big cuts at another car maker, but most of the 6,000 administrative jobs that Daimler Chrysler plans to eliminate will be in Germany. This guy wanted off the plane. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Authorities in Fort Lauderdale say a man became so agitated on a flight that was about to leave, he ran to the front door of the cabin and banged on the windows and the cockpit door. The pilot depressurized the plane. The man then opened a door, jumped out, and started running on the tarmac. This man was also on the plane. He says he's never seen anything like it.
Since we weren't attached to a port from the airport, they wouldn't let him out, and he wasn't taking no for an answer, so he found his own way out of the plane.
And that woman says the deputies needed a stun gun to stop the man. The Dow and the NASDAQ both up. This is ABC News.
I'm Ben, and this is Psychic Connection, your source for spirits and paranormal. The caller is Meredith.
Ben, what's the easiest way to get around a city I've never been to?
The answer is kind of murky.
For the easiest route to any address in America, you want to ask TomTom, not Ben.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Easily moved from car to car. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
This sounds like something right out of a James Bond movie, but ABC's Linda Albin says, according to the Russians, it really happened. Q would have been proud.
From Russia with love.
A rock in Russia purportedly packed with electronic equipment used by British agents to spy, or so says Russia's state-run security service. The rock was shown on Russian TV being kicked by an alleged member of the British embassy in Moscow and in another instance being carried away. When asked about the spying row, Britain's Prime Minister didn't quite deny the charges.
You're going to get the old stock in trade of never commenting on security matters. Except where we want to, obviously.
Tony Blair caught between a rock and a hard place. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
A shooting this morning at a Maryland daycare center. Police say a 7-year-old girl was hit in the arm when a gun that was brought in by another child accidentally went off. The gun apparently was in an 8-year-old boy's backpack. The girl's injury is not considered life-threatening. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, two members of one family are dead and another is critically hurt after a crash in North St. Louis. Police say 49-year-old Rose Vosser and her 51-year-old cousin John Gray were killed yesterday afternoon when a teen ran a red light and hit Vosser's car. Vosser's brother is in critical condition in an area hospital. The 17-year-old suspect, who was allegedly driving a stolen car, tried to run from the scene but was arrested. Formal charges are pending. Another in a series of meetings on proposed Metro bus service changes is set for this afternoon. The meeting center on Metro's planned service changes once the cross-county MetroLink extension is finished. Today's meeting begins at 3 o'clock and lasts until 7:30 at the Maplewood City Council Chambers. More meetings are set for 9 to 1 tomorrow at the Metro Ride Center in St. Louis, 2 until 8 tomorrow at the Ballas Metro Bus Center, and 3 until 7 Thursday at the St. Louis County Government Center. Finally this hour, local volunteers with the American Red Cross are being honored for their work. Rick Stevenson, who was honored yesterday as the Volunteer of the Year for the St. Louis chapter of the American Red Cross, says he started out as a disaster action volunteer about 5 or 6 years ago.
We go to over 1,000 fires a year in the community, and the Red Cross is there to help families relocate, find a place to stay for that night, make sure they have food and clothing and any immediate medical needs.
Stevenson says he is very flattered by the honor. He says everyone should sign up to be a Red Cross volunteer because we all have a stake in the safety of the region. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Drive into Sonic this Tuesday night for half-price burgers. That's right, half price. Get a classic Sonic burger for half the price from 5 p.m. until close on Tuesdays. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good
morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Gold's Gym. Eastbound 70 between Lake St. Louis and Blanchet Bridge. Look for normal traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 is returned back to normal. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way to Lindbergh. Expect normal traffic. And northbound 55 from Lindbergh to Brewery. No problems to report there. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley has returned back to normal. Westbound 40 between McLeod Station and Hanley. Look for no problems there. Eastbound 270 from 367. Look for bridge maintenance operations having one lane closed. Southbound 270 from Sappington, Tesson Ferry, road maintenance operations. One lane is closed there as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, that traffic is easing. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Gold's Gym. Your New Year's resolution starts with Gold's Gym. Join today and get 50% off enrollment for two or two for one when you bring a friend. Call 1-800-99-GOLDS or visit goldsgym.com today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Windy, not quite as cool, mostly sunny, high around 50. This evening, blustery, mostly clear with a low around 30. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around the lower 40s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy skies. They're expecting a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 38 under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
Revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can
you stand? Well, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the long distance toll free number. Also, if you've missed an hour of the wake up call, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, that's all right. You can get over to WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. The wake-up call is archived daily there. You can also check out LizBrown.com. That's LizzBrown.com. We are, if you want information about the shows that have been on, if you want to hear a little bit of, Scott Ritter from yesterday, when he talked about the insanity of our Iran invasion plans. If you want to hear a little bit of Howard Dean, if you want to find out what's going on in the world that you live in from coast to coast and all over this planet, you need to check out LizBrown.com and check out the Kona Stone. George Bush don't care about black folks. Well, we have it commemorated there in some shirts. You need to check that out. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. I can't get out of my head. I can't get out of my spirit. I can't get it out of me. Every place I go, people talk to me about the show and things that I've done on the show. And one of the stories that just stays with people, that people stop, grown men have stopped me on the street and said I was in tears when I listened to Vanessa Williams with the Black Mayors Association out of Atlanta, Georgia, talk about what she has experienced and what she did experience when she was talking to the survivors of Katrina. The story she told of the mother who had the awful, a mother that I'm sure is wandering the streets aimlessly, hoping to die, wishing for death. The mother who made the choice of days of standing in water up to her chest with her two twins falling into the water, and she's picking them up and putting them back up on the precarious floating mattress she had in front of her. She made the choice of putting her babies in a box and floating them out to a helicopter that was circulating, hoping that the helicopter would pick up her babies. And they didn't. The helicopter kept going on. And this mother watched her babies drown every day. I think about that. About that poor one woman that has to be wandering aimlessly the streets today. And I think about the needs of the people in Louisiana. In New Orleans, all of the black cities that the mayors have yet to receive a dime of money that they need for the thousands of citizens that are now part of their cities. See, these black mayors didn't hold up no dang guns to keep people out of their cities. They opened their arms as people of African descent do. There's a struggle going on. There is a battle going on there. Some people say that Katrina revealed what this station, what this nation is about. I say that the nation who didn't know or who refused to see had their eyes open for half a second, and then they closed their eyes wide shut again. There has to be a constant drumbeat out here. There has to be some constant effort out here. There has to be actions out here that move on behalf of our people that have been displaced, have been moved, have been pushed out of the way. And I'm here to tell you this morning about one of those actions. The Finding Our Folk Tour. And we have joining us on the line to facilitate a conversation about finding our folk. I have Stick with one of my favorite groups, Stick of Dead Prez, joining us from Atlanta. Stick, good morning. Good morning, Stick.
What's happening, sis? How are you?
I'm outstanding. How you doing?
I'm super strong.
All right, now. I also have Albert Sykes of the Young People's Project joining us from Jackson, Mississippi. Albert, good morning. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good. Stick, I want to start with you. When did you get involved with this tour? And I want to get a sense of what you're hearing from people as you move from city to city and talk to the survivors of Katrina.
Well, let me just start by saying that, I just joined in on a session that was going on in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The brother, Omo, who's one of the chief organizers, they've been traveling and, putting in the work across, the country and still, out in the world now. I happen to be in Atlanta, and a friend of mine told me that the event was going to take place and that I should be there so I could learn what's going on, see whatever way I could help. And so that's what I did. And, the basic thing I was able to experience was that, there's a lot of people that are basically suspended, without a lot of our people suspended without, a real place to turn, without no, the government is not coming, stepping in and really doing nothing. You know what I mean? So, I've seen, people, venting, and talking about the frustration with the system. And I've seen, that healing process in those workshops with, the people that's giving them and taking us through the exercises, to talk about them feelings, and it's real therapeutic. I've seen a brother that just came home from like 20 years being incarcerated, was moderating one of the workshops up and talking to people about going through, hard struggles, but it gets greater later, and just trying to pass that message of endurance and, not getting overwhelmed in the moment, So it was just deep. It was a lot, and I've seen the parallels of just regular black life as well as this particular tragedy. So I think, I definitely got a lesson, and I see the value of finding our folk.org, what they're doing, but I'm a baby to the whole process, and, I'm not a real spokesman for the whole thing that's going on, but I'm a community supporter,
It's important for people within the industry that you're in as part of Dead Prez. It's important for people like you to be involved in this process, don't you think?
For sure. And definitely as a to get healing myself too. A lot of times it's not about me coming in and saying here's the answer or nothing like that, but just to learn where the struggle is at, and what I could do as just another community member, what I'm saying?
Did anything that you saw or experienced in what you participated there in Atlanta, did it surprise you? Was it something that you hadn't expected to see?
You know what? The suffering did not surprise me. Like, we get accustomed to that. We always catch short end of the stick, but and I don't want to use the word surprise, but I say what I was inspired by is the fact that we, some young folks that organize a way that we can give therapy to each other, that we can keep the cause going, that we can be mobilized to demand in terms of what government should be responsible for, I think at least those questions are on the table in an organized manner. And that was surprising to me, you know, because so many times we just get disrespected and things happen to us and we just be out on our own. So I appreciated that.
And Albert, talk to us about that. The amazing part of this Finding Our Folk tour is there is an actual curriculum involved in this. Can you talk to us about the curriculum?
Yes. The curriculum, they come from different organizations. Young People's Project has donated some curriculum. We've developed curriculum around making do. And what making do discusses, like, what do you do in drastic situations or a situation you don't have exactly what you need. Like, it talks about equivalence, finding something that's equivalent to what you need, just making do with what you have at the time. So, like, that's very, very relevant to Katrina because people had to go through a lot of different things, and they had to adjust this in so many different ways that they were used to adjusting, but they made it, and they made do. They worked. And then we have a digital storytelling workshop where the survivors can actually come in and learn how to make a digital movie. So what they are allowed to do is take a camera and go shoot shots that they want to shoot, or either just interview themselves or have us interview them, and just an opportunity for them to tell their story from their own point of view. And then what they do with it, what they're allowed to do with it is format it and edit it on the computer, add the background music, or do the voice layovers, and then have it formatted for DVD. So that's something that we really, really try to do is collect stories and do interviews that we can keep, so that way we'll have stuff on record that's actual stories of what people are saying that has happened to them, and it's just something that we want to make available to the public so everybody can understand that it's real.
About how many stories have you all managed to gather in your tour so far?
I don't have an exact number, but we got quite a few.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, yes, so we I'm sorry.
We actually began the story collecting process before the tour began. That was part of the pre-work, and that goes on during the tour, and it's also going to continue after the tour. And
what do you plan on doing with the stories once you've collected all the stories and the voices from the different folks out there that have suffered through this the Hurricane Katrina?
We have the website, findingourfolk.org. We want to definitely make sure that as we collect these stories, that we post them where people can go out and see them and just get a one-on-one perspective from a survivor of what it was that they went through, or what they, either before the storm, during the storm, or after the storm. Like, we just want to make sure that people can have access to these stories, because a lot of the stories that are being told are not being publicized the way that they should be, and the people's voices being suppressed. So what we want to do is raise their voices, because more than just them talking about their experiences during the storm, they also talk about their desire to return home, which is something else that we're trying to capitalize on, is raising the voices that demand the right to return to New Orleans, to a better New Orleans, and that's all we want to do, is make sure that the people's voices are heard and that their demands are answered.
And one of the other things that I was looking at on your website about the plan for the Finding Our Folk tour is there's also an organizing component to your actions when you go into different cities. Talk to us about the organizing component of it.
With the organizing, myself, Omo Moses, and Christopher Adebunyan, and a young lady by the name of Tiffany Edmondson, and Anasa Troutman, we did the majority of the organizing. So we went out to various different functions over the United States in the beginning, and we were just doing a lot of networking and pitching the idea and gathering support. And then from that point, we began partnering up with organizations in all the different cities that we wanted to visit to try to get in touch with any evacuees that they had been working with. So we had called all the organizations involved with hurricane relief. And then from that point, we were just rolling. So we visited all these cities and made sure that everything was set up, checked out our venues, and met with a lot of different people in the cities. Then we had survivors that were with us from the beginning that we met in Jackson. They were college students. So we had them giving us input on a lot of different things. So that's how we ended up with this second line brass band that we have that goes with us everywhere, and a lot of different other things that are involved in the tour were actually ideas that originated from survivor college students.
And you have a list of cities that you all are going to be touring. How did you pick which cities that you were going to hit?
We just concentrated on the cities that had the most survivors across the southern region.
Because we have Baton Rouge, we have Lake Charles, we have, what are some of the other cities?
Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Mobile, Alabama, and New Orleans.
And you picked those cities because you knew they had the most survivors?
Yes, ma'am. There was a great number of survivors concentrated in those areas. But the tour is actually going to expand, and it's going to be running on the East Coast and the West Coast. So that way we'll be able to hit every region where survivors are.
Let me get to a caller here that has a question. Montego, you have a question for our guest. You have a question for our guest.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Montego.
Yes.
OBS. Hi. First, peace and blessings to both you brothers. Good morning.
Good morning. Silent, man.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, I wanted to reach out, I guess, to each of you on a different level. One, Albert, bless you for what you're doing in the streets. There's been some efforts to actually organize like that in St. Louis. But I was hoping maybe you could leave some information so we could reach out and connect and do some of the organizing that you're talking about together. We have the same situation where we're trying to organize our own evacuees and tell their stories. And we may actually have some resources directly with OBS that we can actually utilize together as far as the websites and everything. On the other hand, with STIC, as Liz knows, we've actually been organizing a struggle around a local campaign for the survival of a brother named Reggie Clemens. I'm wondering, how can we reach out to artists like yourself to help motivate and really incite the hip-hop community to action? I know you've been affiliated with other organizations like POCC for years. I was hoping maybe you could offer some advice.
Thank you for that. And Stick, can you respond to that, please?
Can you tell me the gist? Because, brother, I couldn't really hear everything you were saying, the connection.
Okay. He was asking the question. There's a case here in St. Louis where an African man is on death row unjustly. It's a case of innocence and prosecutorial misconduct. You name it. It was committed in this case. And he was asking the question of how do you get artists like yourself connected to other issues that are going on in communities like that, because he knows that you have been involved in organizational efforts on behalf of other individuals in the past, and he wanted to know how he could reach out to you. And also the question to Albert was, there are efforts that OBS is making here in the city of St. Louis to connect our evacuees, our victims of Katrina, and he wanted to know how he could connect with this Young People's Project, this Finding Our Folks tour, to connect with our people that are here in St. Louis to you all. So let's start with Stick first, please.
Well, definitely anytime, if anybody want to reach out to Dead Prayers, you could get us at www.bossupbu.com. That's bossupbu.com. And, that's like a headquarters we have on the Internet
for our music, for our collaborations with people, community service, hood news, whatever we do right there, you could get at us, you know, as long as time permits. You know, we always trying to be a part of what's going on, learning, you know, and adding on. So that's bossupbu.com. Reach Dead Prayers anytime.
All righty, we're going to have to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We are talking about the Finding Our Folk Tour, and joining us on the air this morning, Albert Sykes of the Young People's Project in Jackson, Mississippi, and also Stick of Dead Prez is joining us from Atlanta. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Listening to AM 920 WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
It'll change everything you know about AM 920. It's coming to WGNU Monday, January 30th.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Nanny Jackson Associates and Western Union proudly present the spectacular Harlem Globetrotters, the unstoppable global force. Bring your family and be a part of history as the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters celebrate their 80th consecutive season. You'll be astonished by the athleticism and non-stop entertainment only the Harlem Globetrotters can provide. And don't forget to stick around for the post-game Harlem Globetrotters autograph session. It's your chance to interact with the world's most incredible athletes. Don't be left out. Join 120 million of your closest friends and experience the world's greatest basketball event, the unstoppable Harlem Globetrotters.
Coming to Savage Center Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th at 2 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Savage Center box office, 241-1888, and at Ticketmaster.com.
Sports fans, NFL Hall of Famer Lynn Swann wants to be the next governor of Pennsylvania. A black man running as a Republican. Maybe he wants to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. He says he's the only candidate that cares about the needs of the people. If his best qualification is he can get more money than his challenger, then he might very well make it. We'll take a look at this peculiar turn of events with hard-hitting reporter Dave Zirin from edgeofsports.com. Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Around the world, around the world, and behind the story. Behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call. Wake Up Call. Liz Brown.
Thank you.
millions of Africans chained to the slave ships. For the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip. For the millions who jumped overboard. For the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, picked the cotton, whose names have been forgotten.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Albert Sykes of the Young People's Project. He's joining us from Jackson, Mississippi, and a Stick of Dead Prez joining us from Atlanta, and we're talking about the Finding Our Folk tour. And, Albert, we had a question coming out about how people in the city of St. Louis can connect our evacuees, our victims of Katrina, with your project. How would we do that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. You can go to www.findingourfolk.org, and then it's an option on there that says get involved. So you click on there, and then you can put in writing what your contributions would be or what connections you want to make. And then there's also some contact information on there for who you would need to call so that we could set up some things.
Very good. And also at LizBrown.com, we have you also featured on today's show. So you can go to LizBrown.com and hit the same website and get connected to Finding Our Folks. And Stick, I'd like to come back to you. I really, really am inspired by your music, by your words, by what you do. Listening to your music, listening to your assessment of our good government, you're pretty clear on how this stuff works. Was there anything that surprised you about our government's response to, was our government's response almost a validation of the things that you say and the messages that you put out in your music?
Well, yeah, I think there's always constant things going on, you know, in our communities, in our world, you know, that are examples of why, you know, the government is not doing its job. But it sort of depends on how you look at it, because, you know, a lot of the OGs will tell you the government is doing its job. Huh. You know,
they're doing what they intend to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I think it also, the wake-up call was our lack of being able to, you know, respond to the situation, and how dare we think this government is going to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
With all the stuff we constantly go through every day. Like, the people living on the bottom of, in terms of economics, in terms of conditions, you know what I mean? That was happening before, you know, the hurricane hit, you know, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, that got a lot to do with how much suffering is going on. It's because how much suffering was already going on. And the hurricane definitely, I mean, aggravated might be a weak word, but I want to say aggravated the condition, you know what I mean? But the problems and the disparity between the wealth and the opportunities and just the self-determination of them communities was not in place. And, you know, I think as far as our people, you know, that's why you have things like Finding Our Folk and how T.I. and David Banner and them put together Heal the Hood, you know, and different people just doing what they can as a community, not as no entertainers or trying to, you know, be no big shots, but just doing what you could do in that situation. Why? Because we don't have no Marcus Garvey right now. We don't have no, you know, UNIA to just come, to take that to our government. You know what I mean? So these are important experiences, I think, as a community, so we can see we got room to grow up, and we need to put things in place to be able to take care of ourselves for the long term, you know?
Have you seen anything or felt anything that in this Katrina experience that you're having with your connection to finding our folks, and just what you have read about, and I know that you've seen in the aftermath of Katrina. Are you all going to be doing something musically about this? Are you going to be responding to this musically?
Man, listen, sign of the times, Hurricane Katrina is blowing in the wind. You can't trust FEMA, Red Cross fever. Some say the money ain't going to the people, root of all evil. Indian tsunamis, government stacking up the bodies. Is it natural or the Illuminati? Flooding in New Jersey, mudslides in Cali. Y'all better get ready. You know they blew up them levees. We coming. We got, you know. We definitely coming with it.
And got to. I mean, if we don't holler, if we do not say, if we do not speak on this, then we might as well not speak at all.
Already. So, you know, we, and not just, you, like, people can go to bossupbu.com, and they can hear that right now. But we don't, you know, we more than anything, reason that we haven't said much so far is because, you know, we definitely don't want to take advantage of a situation that we're not a part of doing something about. So, you know, for us, it's about learning what's going on, what's needed, what's the real situation, and then be so that we can even be qualified to speak on it, you know. And that's why no matter how much music or whatever that we do, we appreciate the people like Brother Omo and you know, and just the young folks that's organizing this type of thing. Because that's when the song go off, you know, that work still got to be done. So, if anything, we want to make music to you know, we can work to.
And Albert, one of the things that I really like about, one of the components that I like about the whole curriculum that you've put together for finding our folks is the education piece. That's a really important part of this because there are a lot of young people that are just, that have been disconnected from the whole educational process. You know, these schools aside, you know, the people have been disconnected from the educational process. Can you talk to us about the educational component?
Yes, ma'am. Once again, there's organizations like the Young People's Project. Cause we're actually a math literacy organization. That was our first calling, but this finding our folk tour was just our way of responding to Hurricane Katrina as a collective of young people. But the educational pieces, some of it is built around math as far as measuring force and how much force would it take to bust a levee in New Orleans. That's one of the levees. And the different, we actually took a group of students from Jackson and Chicago down to New Orleans. We went down and walked on the levees and measured the differences between the levees and the night war and those in the better neighborhoods, and even compared them to the ones that were directly on the lakefront area. And it's a big, big difference. And
they got to see it for themselves. They got to. Yeah. They did not have to hear about it on the news or wonder about if they were being told the truth or not. They saw it with their own eyes, and there's power in that.
Yes, ma'am. So that's like one of the other things that we really, really want to see is like the any black person that can go to New Orleans and walk around and actually see what it is and smell it. You know, put your feet out there and put your hands out there and touch something. Because we've been there numerous times, myself and Chris and Omo. We've been out there and nothing has really changed in the areas that we've mostly been visiting, which are the Night War and the Seventh War. And there's a lot of frustrated people in those areas.
And let me get to another quick caller here. Ex-Peter.
Yeah, Albert?
Yes.
You remember you was in Kansas City last July at the MBUF convention?
Yeah, where?
At the National Black United Front convention in July of last year.
Yes.
You and your group came and performed for us. I wanted to thank you. Everyone's still talking about the great things that you've done, and hopefully that you continue doing the good work that you're doing. And I was happy to hear your voice on here this morning. And this sister that that program that you own, she's dynamite, man.
Thank you, Peter.
So keep up the good work, Albert.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
And I want to give you all an opportunity to get people to you. Albert, can you give us that website information again, please?
Yes, it's www.findingourfolk.org.
And, Stick, give us the website that people can get to you all as well for Dead Prez.
All right. It's bossupdu.com. BOSSUPDU.com.
Very good. Stick, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call. I really appreciate it and love your work. Truly.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Liz, and keep it strong.
You too. Albert, thank you so much. It's wonderful what you're doing, and it's powerful. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. Stay with us.
Tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula, 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 tula mama, tula, tula mama, tula.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. News reports out of Israel this morning say that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was in much worse health than the public was told after he suffered his first stroke last month. Sharon has had a small hole in his heart since he was born, and he was supposed to have an operation to fix that the day before his second massive stroke hit him. He also had a large aneurysm in his brain, which often causes blood clots. And he had several other heart-related problems as well. He's still in a coma in a Jerusalem hospital since he had his stroke on January the 4th. And Dateline St. Louis. Boeing Missile Defense Systems says later this year it's going to start testing a C-130 transport plane that is being fitted with a high-energy chemical laser. This system is being designed in New Mexico and is to undergo its first test flight next year. The laser is going to be fired at ground targets through a hole in the belly of the aircraft. This is known as a directed energy weapon and is said to be able to destroy, damage, or disable targets without harming anything nearby. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hello, St. Louis. It's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy, inviting you to join us for the Travel Planner Show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
We talk travel, share our experiences, tell you about some great deals and steals, and give you some travel tips like this.
We always cross-pack at least one change of clothes in each other's bag, just in case a bag gets lost.
Plus, it sure does give the security guys a good laugh when they see those little panties in my bag.
So tell a friend, it's the Travel Planner Show from 2 to 4 every Saturday afternoon.
On Radio Free St. Louis, 920 WGNU.
It's the biggest change at WGNU in 30 years. And it's coming Monday, January 30th.
Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., what to do, what to do. How about joining me for the Susan Smith Harmon Show on AM 920 WGNU? We'll talk about all of the politics we're used to, plus anything else that gets our attention. Frank will be along just for fun. It'll be a great time. 10 a.m. every Tuesday, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Sports fans, NFL Hall of Famer Lynn Swann wants to be the next governor of Pennsylvania. A black man running as a Republican. Maybe he wants to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. He says he's the only candidate that cares about the needs of the people. If his best qualification is he can get more money than his challenger, then he might very well make it. We'll take a look at this peculiar turn of events with hard-hitting reporter Dave Zirin from edgeofsports.com. Wednesday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
If you could. It was more than a tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we try to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives and dies, breathes and stops? All this judgments on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking. On my knees, still waiting for my own salvation. Now I feel abandoned, cause say I'm greedy. You can take my taxes, send me to war, but can't feed me. It's so easy to regret things after they done. Babies catching murder cases, scared to laugh in the sun. The tragedy is that we all need love and doses. In times like these, we feel closest. The good die young.
Lil Tupac, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And don't forget, we're going to have a wonderful show tomorrow talking to David Zarin. We're going to be talking about Lynn Swan, black Republican running for governor, saying that the Democrats have abandoned black people, used black people, stepped on black people to get to their causes. And the Republicans have, oh yeah, that's right. We have Trent Lott as the spokesperson for black folks. That's right. I mean, I understand, and I agree with any person of African descent that says, you know what? Both parties have done horrible things to black folks. The response is not to join one. The response is become the power that you are. As Minister Farrakhan says, you know what? We are the margin of victory in every race. It's our votes that decide elections. We determine who should stay. We determine who should go. And we need to roll like that. You know, I ain't married to neither one of you parties. At best, I'm dating. At best. Quit acting like you married for life to an abusive spouse, that they can treat you any old way they want to and get away with it. Get the divorce proceedings in play. Get the divorce. Get possession of the kids. Get to some counseling. And understand you ain't married to these wicked people at all. Date if you must. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
I like the show, Liz.
Thank you very much, Ike.
And I'll tell you what, Lynn Swan, he's good for Super Bowl rings, about four of them, but he knows nothing about politics.
Well,
it's
a huge joke.
It's a big damn joke. I said, Lynn Swan, please.
Mm-hmm.
I know what happened.
Can you
when
say
he saw his last game, he got concussion when he got knocked to the ground, and he never came back to play. That's what happened.
Or
a big knot on his little black head.
Oh,
that's what happened.
Or
he's delusional. That's what it is.
Or
he ain't going nowhere.
Or
and I tell you what, now that old the governor up there, Schwarzenegger in California. His people are from Austria, now how did he get in there? That's ridiculous. And his people killed a lot of people from Austria. And he don't like black folks either.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Or the issue with Lynn Swan is the issue that has grabbed a hold of, caught the eye of, moves the spirit of way too many folks out here. The love of money. The love of money and the pursuit of power. 454. They've sweet talked this. How should I say this? What's the technical term that I should use? They sweet talk this dumb jock into believing that they can put him on the path to power and money, as opposed to being the puppet on the string that he would be. Dumb jock. That's a legal term. Kevin, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Well, I left the coats off of Lynn Swan, right? The covers off of Lynn Swan, because he's just like OJ. He wouldn't even go. He wouldn't even go to those meetings with traditional black colleges to campaign for monies for him. Because OJ said he didn't go to a black college. That's why he wouldn't go. And Lynn Swan did the same thing.
Man.
So black people need to know what type of person Lynn Swan is. In other words, he's an idiot. I'm not going to mention that white male quarterback that used to launch that ball up in the air, and he would fly up in there and do something unbelievable, get hit 30 times, hit the ground on his neck, and get back up. And they give the credit to the white quarterback, and he wouldn't say anything, idiot. He should say he was the hero.
All right.
Have
now.
A good day.
Whoo, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me. Zia?
Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to, this is Zia from the UAPO, Universal African People's Organization.
Yes.
Paki's wake is Thursday from 2 to 6, and the funeral is right after at 6 o'clock.
Right. Jamala came on the air and gave that to us last hour, so I appreciate you repeating that this hour.
Yeah.
And
she had mentioned 12 to 6.
Oh,
I just want to correct the time.
Okay.
It's 2 to 6.
It's 2 to 6.
Yes.
All right. Very good. And then the funeral is following at 6 o'clock.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. My goodness gracious, we have much to talk about. So let's get it done. And I guess same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, if you missed one of the hours, go to the website at LizBrown.com. Pick it up. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air,
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
I do not believe, notwithstanding all of the cameras here today, that there's a great deal of suspense as to what's going to happen in this committee hearing.
Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the group is preparing to vote on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. He is expected to get the thumbs up, but not everyone is going to say yes. Among the no's, Vermont's Patrick Leahy. The